News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. A U.S. district judge is ordering the Trump administration to provide more information about the deportation of an illegal alien who had been living in Maryland. Kilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly sent to El Salvador, and that country's president says he's not going to send him back.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country.
Garcia's attorneys deny the allegations and say he was never charged with a crime.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them. The words of President Trump relayed by the White House press secretary is a tariff war, and the war of words continues between Washington and Beijing. A suspect in a Dallas high school shooting, it wounded four students yesterday afternoon, is now in police custody. Christians celebrating Holy Week, and it is not going unnoticed at the White House, where this evening a pre-Easter dinner is on the agenda.
Christian pastors, priests, and faith leaders are expected to attend tonight's dinner, which will feature music and prayers, as well as remarks from President Trump. The White House Faith Office is also planning a staff worship service tomorrow that will feature evangelist Franklin Graham and Pastor Greg Laurie. In a Holy Week proclamation, the president said this week is a time of reflection for Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American pastor Josh Sullivan, abducted at gunpoint during a church service in South Africa last week, has been rescued. Three suspects were killed in a shootout with police. Sullivan was not injured. Popular TV game show host of yesteryear has died, Wink Martindale. He was 91 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 50 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Some slowing on 95 already this morning. If you're coming down from the Beltway through Rosedale, looks like a car hit the guardrail on the right side and heavy damage to the front end. So everything's open. All the lanes are clear, but there is a trooper there. And with that, we do have a little bit of a slowdown once you get south of Kenwood Avenue and then go down to the split at 95 and 895. No reason to detour. The express lanes are open as well. But heads up, there is at least some brake light activity in the area. And so far, up ahead, lanes are open. We're good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature's running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day. 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Reiter with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police have arrested two suspects following a Tuesday evening shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 100 block of South Fulton Street shortly after 5:30, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition, and while officers were at the scene, they saw one suspect jump into a vehicle that fled from the area. The suspects bailed out of the vehicle in the 800 block of Boyd Street and were taken into custody without incident. Police say officers recovered a weapon and that investigation is ongoing. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen traveling to El Salvador today to check on Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who he said was mistakenly deported and sent to a prison there. The Democratic senator says following Abrego Garcia's abduction and unlawful deportation, federal courts have ordered his safe return, and it should be a priority of the U.S. government to secure his release. Van Hollen says his hope is to visit Abrego Garcia, check on his well-being, and hold constructive conversations with government officials regarding his release. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there are 79 pitchers in Major League Baseball that have thrown 17 innings or more this year. Orioles starter Charlie Morton's ERA is 79th.
And we head back to the top of the lineup for Stephen Kwan.
There's a ball launched deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is. Goodbye! It may have left out on the Utah streak.
Guardians TV with the call. Morton left it up, and Kwan hits it out. Part of a Cleveland 6-3 win last night over the Orioles. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde chose his words about Morton carefully.
Better command than he lost command there in the third, but only gave up one. Kind of a little bit of some bad luck before the Kwan homer with the fly ball that hit the wall. That was jet stream was blown out. But
either way, the Orioles lose it last night. They're 6-10 on the year. Ravens held their pre-draft luncheon in Owings Mills yesterday. Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh at the microphone. DaCosta asked where he sees the strength of the 2025 draft.
I see a lot of opportunity in this draft class, really, in the middle rounds. I see more players. I see more draftable players. So we have 217 players right now on the front board. And there have been years where we've had a hard time getting to 160.
Ravens with 11 picks in the draft, 2 in the 4th round, 4 in the 6th. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland honing in on a new athletic director. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday hump day, April 16, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce Elliott has the morning off and sitting in this morning, Delegate Nino Mangione.
Good morning, Sean. Happy to be here. Look forward to starting the morning off with you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Got a lot to talk about here in this hour, including more
overall reaction to the Rachel Morin murderer being found guilty. And there's a lot of blood on the hands of the Democrats here in this state and across the country. We'll talk about Caroline Leavitt and Tom Holman making just slamming the media yesterday. But our top story here is Chris Van Hollen, our senator from Maryland, says he's headed to El Salvador to personally meet Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gangbanger, who even today is being called a Maryland dad and a Maryland man.
Father of the year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be right up there. So, but again, question number one, who's paying for this? Do we know?
That's one of the things I wanted to discuss. Is this a taxpayer-funded trip? I hope it's his campaign funds. Which I would feel, well, of course, I'm not a Chris Van Hollen donor, but I really hope this is not a taxpayer-funded trip to a non-citizen, which I know we might bring up that point. Then Senator Van Hollen's going around calling Mr. Garcia one of his constituents and a citizen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Let's start with Senator Van Hollen, who's given a number of recent interviews. The first one, he just absolutely accused the vice president of being a liar.
J.D. Vance lied through his teeth when he said that Kilmar had been convicted of a crime in the United States. Absolutely false. And the president, vice president of the United States should apologize to the family. And he should do it now.
Well, the two immigration courts, the two immigration judges have said he's in the country illegally. Now, it's a misdemeanor, but it's still a crime to violate the laws of the United States. So here you have a sitting U.S. senator accusing the vice president of lying, and then he gets his facts wrong. But wait, there's more. Here's what he had to say about Garcia.
We demand that Kilmar be returned home now. What has happened here should never happen in the United States of America. This is a person who was here legally. He was a steel worker.
There you go. He's not here legally. Taking a job. This is what we've been saying for how many decades? He's not here illegally, so number one. His steel worker, apparently, so that's a job that an American citizen should be doing. Here he is. This is one of, he's fighting for his constituents. Well, I've said this for years. I mean, the Democrat Party is the party of the illegal alien. Apparently, that is his constituent to go to bat for, to travel all the way to El Salvador to just do whatever he can to try to get him back to the United States.
In what scenario do you think he returns with Mr. Garcia? I think they're slim and none, and Slim just hopped on the bus. So he's not here legally, and he's not a constituent of Senator Van Hollen. But wait, there's more.
Well, we should care about this case because of due process. Every American citizen is due their due process, and people who are in the United States under legal protective status, like Abrego Garcia was, are entitled to due process.
He is not an American citizen. He's an illegal alien, MS-13 gangbanger. And you hear this, he's Maryland father, Maryland. There are all sorts of criminals and crooks that have families. But they themselves are evil. you can't have, they're not mutually exclusive. You can have both here. It's just incredible. All right, we'll get to this. We'll hear what former Governor O'Malley said about President Trump on this and much more in just a second at 6:13. Traffic weather on the threes once again with the update. Lugnuts Johnson. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and looking eastbound on the Bay Bridge. What a sunrise that is going across there. You have to enjoy that if you're heading over towards Stevensville this morning, Kent Island. Traffic westbound is clear, and then coming over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge towards I-97. With all the lanes open, only the one incident early, vehicle hit the guardrail on the right side, 95 southbound in Rosedale, right after the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So there's still some activity there. Everybody is getting by, including the express lanes. There's a minor delay just south of the Beltway. Beltway itself looks good. We'll start to fill in now on the west side, primarily between I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and cooler today. High of 60 right now. It's 43 in Ellicott City, 43 in Columbia. Time for some 100 news. Starbucks Coffee has implemented a new dress code for its baristas. They must now wear a solid color black shirt under the company's iconic green apron. You know, the same color they use on the Magic Marketer. Misspell your name on the cup there.
Nice. Morning, Nino, by the way.
Good morning, Chuck.
New trend in Swedish television called Slow TV. The biggest show in the country right now in Sweden is a 20-day, 24-hour live reality event called The Great Moose Migration.
Oh, moose.
Yeah. In America, we have The View, so it's pretty much comparable to that.
They're just moose faces.
Crosswalks in three California cities were hacked. The normal audio message of the walk sign is on was replaced with an AI-generated voices of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The Trump voice said, cross the street, not the border. And Elon said, cross carefully, you might have to doge a bus. By the way, they're mocking Kristi Noem mercilessly now. They are calling her Ice Barbie.
Ice Barbie.
Ice Barbie. Ice Barbie's El Salvador dream prison is sold separately, folks. Just want to tell you about that. If you're looking for Ken,
hold the gun differently.
That's
too.
Right. If you're looking for Ken, he's been deported already. Next generation foldable iPhone could cost as much as $2,000.
Jeez.
If you want to save a little money, Chuck has a hint for you, Nino. Put your iPhone in your back pocket. Just sit on it. It'll fold up right away.
Get in line behind the guy ahead of you and take his.
And the FAA has ruled that Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez cannot officially be called astronauts. Just in case you were confused about that.
Yeah, I was really confused about that.
Because the Blue Origin spacecraft they were aboard was entirely controlled from the ground. See, astronauts are actually pilots. They're actually flying their ship.
You can't become an astronaut because your bazillionaire husband pays for you to go to space.
Yeah, that's right. That's like going on a cruise ship and claiming you're the captain.
The captain,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's oh, by the way, again, some sad news. Legendary game show host Wink Martindale died yesterday in California. He was 91. Wink was one of us. He started as a radio DJ, which helped him as his game show host career, and he hosted a lot of them.
A lot of them.
The last one was actually called Debt. Gambit was highly rated until a new show came along and killed that. That show was a little show called Wheel of Fortune.
It's time for What's This Song? And here's the star of the show, Wynn Martindale.
Thank you, thank you. And good morning, everybody. What's This Song?
Here is your host and the star of Here Come the Mother-in-Laws, Wynn Martindale.
Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Wink Martindale, and we'll have some laughs together for the next half hour on a show called Can You Top This? The show where you at home send the jokes and our panel of comedians try to top your stories.
And now, from Television City in Hollywood, here's your host on Gambit, Wink Martindale.
It's tic-tac-toe.
It was news, and you know it. You'll win some heavy cash on Headline Chasers. And now here's our headliner, Wink Martindale.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
When you play Banco. And now here's the man who will help you win, Wink Martindale.
And now a game of high stakes, where every decision is a gamble and every move could be your last.
Wink Martindale, what a career. That was the era of the game shows, which is pretty much gone right now. I mean, whatever.
And then he was on the sidelines with the Ravens.
Yeah, exactly. That was a different Wink Martindale.
I don't know. Nobody ever proved that to me.
Yeah, it was a different one. Absolutely. But yeah, he was from Texas, and you know, that was all part of the... there was a song. I don't know if you ever heard this or not. He actually had a song in 1959. It was a top 10 hit. It was called... what was the name of it? Deck of Cards. That's right.
Deck of Cards.
And here's what it sounded like.
When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12...
That was a top 10 hit. He just talked right through the whole piece of music.
Almost like a religious thing.
I wonder if the salaries for a game show host were anything even remotely for its time. I just looked at that. You know, the Ryan Seacrest, I guess, what does he do? The Wheel of Fortune now.
Well, he does everything.
Well, $28 million a year.
Is that right?
We should have got out of talk radio and got into the game show business.
The prizes weren't even that big back in the day.
No, I just saw Match Game...
72, and the top prize for the one thing was $500.
Well, what was it? The $25,000 pyramid. That was
that was relevant to the timing, but still a $28 million.
It used to be. I saw Peter Marshall one time, and I used to think this was exorbitant. They said he was making $5,000 a week.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I could believe that. Depends on how highly the game show was rated. You know, that's all part of it. You know. By the way, I did want to give a shout out to a very young listener. His name is Blake from Hampstead, and Blake from Hampstead sent us a note yesterday. He wanted to make sure that we marked the 113th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, which we did. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to bring the email in the studio with me, so I wanted to thank him for reminding us to mark that historic occasion. He's
very nice,
a young listener who is helping us out with show prep here. We can always use help with show prep here.
Maybe he'll send us a note at 9 o'clock. Say we sank again today. Sorry, Dean. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, we're going to have qualifiers now, are we?
Oh, no, he's excluded.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to Blake and Hampstead. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the note. We really do appreciate that. All right. It is 6:20. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yep.
20 minutes after. We are talking about Chris Van Hollen heading to El Salvador as he's... Yeah, this is just not what the Democrats... They're heading in the wrong direction for the midterms, you know. They're going and fighting to return MS-13 terrorists and criminals back into the United States.
Sean, I mean, I'm on a group message. My guys, my buddies, they're always sending political stuff. They were shocked by this. I have a family member who calls me last night. He's like, are you watching? What the hell is this guy doing? My little sister hears about this and is complaining because her son needs extra help with some of the educational resources out there that are not being provided, unfortunately, by the local schools. And here's our U.S. senator who is going to bat for this illegal alien, what Garcia, who was previously arrested, March 28th, 2019, the judge there, Judge Kessler, finding he was arrested in the company of other ranking gang members, was confirmed to be a ranking member of MS-13, proven by a reliable source. And here's this national narrative, led by Van Hollen, Senator Van Hollen, that this was the father of the year, probably working on his degree, probably volunteers at the church. You know, this crazy narrative.
Yeah.
And all over somebody who appeared to be an MS-13 member who was in the country illegally, not a citizen, and a citizen of El Salvador.
All right, more on that coming up in just a second here. A reminder that Tim Kyle Electric is now branched out to HVAC, along with your internal, external electrical wiring. But the great, if you want to do landscaping, you know, that accent lighting around your house, they do a great job on that. But now as we move into the warmer weather, and I think we're going to hit by 80 by Saturday, you know, you want to make sure your air conditioning is operating efficiently and cooling properly. And the best way to do that, call our good buddies, Tim Kyle Electric, HVAC, 410-876-9404. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your AC unit, make sure that it's, again, working properly and efficiently. So it's saving you money, even though while it is, because those electric rates, oh, my God, they're skyrocketing here in the state of Maryland. 410-876-9404 or check them out online, timkylecompany.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Deadlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes on this Wednesday morning. Hump Day, and here's the old Humpty Dumpty himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Nina, You're going to have to help me out here.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I know you have some influence, so just talk to him when we're off the air, please. 95 South, the rollback is there now at the wreck just south of Chesico Avenue, so they'll have that vehicle out of there in the next 10 minutes or so. There's only a brief delay at the scene. Now we're getting some brake lights, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway after O'Donnell Street. They're going into the tunnel, but now it's a speed reduction there. 95 next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is also beginning to fill in at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and cooler today with a high of 60. Right now, clear 42 in Owings Mills, 45 in Annapolis. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce has got the next couple of days off. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in, guest hosting here on the program today. We're asking about Senator Van Hollen, who's paying for this trip. Shouldn't that be disclosed to the American people as if tax dollars are going for this? He has got no authority whatsoever. He can travel wherever he wants as a private citizen. But there's also something in the Logan Act, if I'm not mistaken, where you can't go and represent yourself as a member of the government if you're not officially part of the administration. You can't go and say that and intercede and interfere in a foreign matter or with a foreign country and try to be the official spokesperson of the United States government if the Trump administration didn't send you. So that might be a violation of the Logan Act. Might be. I don't know for sure. Let's hear what former Governor O'Malley had to say about this incident. This was on MSDNC the other night.
I think the attorney generals play a really important role right now. I think it's only a matter of time before one of them figures out how to file state kidnapping charges against those that are abducting people who are in this country legally and sending them to this new concentration camp that Donald Trump laughs about having created in El Salvador. Attorney generals are going to play a critically important role in these days ahead fighting this fascist moment in American history.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, only does the Democrat Party take a deportation of an illegal alien, MS-13 gangbanger, and turn it into a alleged kidnapping charge lodged against the president.
And then spew the narrative about concentration camps, where in El Salvador they are putting some very violent criminals in that jail there. Not to mention those violent criminals have ended up here. Like the president of El Salvador said, we probably have more of an MS-13 presence now in America than they do in some of those parts of the countries in El Salvador. We have Senator Van Hollen and Martin O'Malley, by the way, as governor, who have been supporters with the Democrats of these policies that helped bring these illegal aliens here in the first place. They started this issue. Now you have Democrats that are actually willing to go travel to these parts of Latin America to fight on behalf of bringing the illegal alien gang members back into America. You never could have imagined it would get to this point, but it has, and this is why there is a major difference. Especially, this is a former governor. This is our U.S. senator. This is Maryland politics in general. This is why in the General Assembly we are going, we're heading in the direction in Maryland as a state that we are because of leaders like these two.
Yeah, but drinking the progressive Kool-Aid again, when O'Malley was mayor of Baltimore City, okay, it was somewhat common sense. I mean, I didn't agree with much or a lot of what he said, but every once in a while, he did some okay things, the zero tolerance and so on and so forth. But, once you start down that road in this state now, as you know very well, because you're right in the mix of it, there's some absolutely kooks down there. Yeah, you don't have to name names.
And O'Malley,
because I don't want to get you in trouble, but we all know who they are.
And then O'Malley no longer actually trying to be a mayor as much as a Democrat Party activist.
Right.
Trying to get roles like he did with the DNC and, of course, ran for president.
But here's the point. The Supreme Court comes back with this 9-0 ruling. It was unanimous, basically. And that ruling basically said district courts cannot determine for the president of the United States, the executive branch, what immigration policy is. Can't do
exactly.
It. Okay? So, but then they use this word facilitate. And facilitate is, we don't know what that means. And so there's no legal path or remedy here for Mr. Garcia. If they do release him and he brings him back to the United States, he'll be immediately deported again.
And he talks, and O'Malley mentions kidnapping. Well, what is Donald Trump supposed to send somebody there to kidnap him? Like you said, that point was brought up in the Oval Office. So yes, it's facilitating, and then he would be arrested again. And it was not once, but twice that immigration judges said this guy has to go.
two different courts, two different immigration judges, also said he had MS-13, and he didn't want to go back to El Salvador because, of course, gangs were after him. Why were gangs after him?
Yeah, because he's just an innocent guy, a father of the year, again, at church. And like you said, I mean, he was designated MS-13. Well, Trump has designated MS-13 a foreign terrorist group. This guy, by reliable sources and look like evidence, was a member of MS-13. He was engaged, according to the source, in human trafficking.
Well, it was
illegally,
a criminal.
Illegally was, came here.
Yeah, there was a criminal informant that helped to portray him as a human trafficker and so on and so forth. But that being said, there's just no legal path for Garcia to come back to this country and stay in this country.
An illegal alien.
Yeah.
End of story.
Exactly. And so, but it's all politics now. That's what this is. It's all politics. It's all kabuki theater. It's all a show to try to either slow or thwart the Trump immigration agenda. Up next, Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. We'll hear from Tom Homan and more as they nuke the media and their narratives and their characterizations. It's 6:30. And for Bruce here on the news headlines, once again, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. These headlines are brought to you by Audiology Associates. A federal judge is questioning the government's effort to bring a mistakenly deported man home from El Salvador. Judge Paula Zenas criticized the Trump administration during a hearing yesterday in U.S. District Court here in Maryland. She repeatedly asked what the government has done to get Kilmar Abrego Garcia returned to the U.S., saying court rulings on the matter are clear. Zenas has given Trump's administration officials 2 weeks to produce depositions and other documentation to prove they're trying to bring Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. Baltimore County is seeing a significant decline in overdose deaths. Preliminary info from the Maryland Overdose Data Dashboard indicates fatal overdoses in 2024 dropped 30% from 2023. County Executive Catherine Klausmeier says every overdose is a tragedy, but it's encouraging to see that the work to prioritize overdose prevention is making a difference. Klausmeier has announced around $1 million in opioid abatement funds to expand harm reduction services, enhance access to medications for opioid treatment in clinics and mobile units, and establish a standard of care treatment protocols for pregnant women suffering from substance abuse disorder. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott activating ground-level youth safety engagement in high-foot traffic areas. The Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement has already begun to mobilize community violence intervention partners where young people are likely to congregate. He says with the warmer months approaching, it's imperative to put boots on the ground to support young people and prioritize their safety. The Mayor says community partners will be active Friday and Saturday nights, along with Sunday nights on holiday weekends through the end of summer. Coming right up, it's a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 666, and the pick 4 was 3934. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident on 95 in Rosedale right after Chesico Avenue has cleared now. The rollback towed the vehicle away. Trooper is gone as well, so we're back in business there. Up ahead, you'll have at least some delay now. Southbound, nothing major, going into both the harbor tunnels. 95, top of the hill, around the Keith Avenue ramp, maybe starting to back up towards O'Donnell Street. 895 is slow as well. Speed reduction only right now as you're moving south from the O'Donnell Street ramps. Haven't seen any early problems on the Beltway. JFX looks good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature's running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day. 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles opened a three-game set with the Guardians last night at Camden Yards, hoping 41-year-old Charlie Morton could turn it around and give the rotation some hope. But then Stephen Kwan stepped to the plate.
And we head back to the top of the lineup for Stephen Kwan.
There's the ball launched. Deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is.
That call courtesy of Guardians TV. Kwan's two-run fifth-inning shot made it 4-0 Cleveland, and Guardians starter Logan Allen looked like Bob Feller in a 6-3 Cleveland victory last night, dropping the Birds to 6-10 on the season. After the game, Charlie Morton was explaining his most important issue.
My curveball has always just been the pitch that is the equalizer for me. It's the pitch that separates me from other guys that have similar stuff. And right now, I mean, I looked it up. I think they're hitting like 450 against my curveball.
Morton now 18 earned runs allowed and 18 in the third innings pitched. His ERA is 8.84. Ravens invited the media to Owings Mills yesterday for the annual pre-draft grilling. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta excited about the opportunities in the middle rounds of the 25 draft.
I really think that if you're going to have 11 picks, this is a year that reminds me a little bit of 2022 from the standpoint of the depth of the draft really across the middle rounds, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds. I think it'll be pretty good. We see a lot of talent in that range.
The 22 draft yielded the Ravens Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum with the numbers 1 and 2 picks, Travis Jones, Daniel Falele, Charlie Kohler, and Isaiah Likely in rounds 3 and 4. Other nuggets yesterday, DaCosta saying the team expects to re-sign safety Ardarius Washington. Caps were back on the ice last night on Long Island. Dylan Strome felt right at home.
Mayfield trying to keep it away from Ovechkin. Out front, they score! Dylan Strome, a new career high in goals. Look what I found. 2-0 Washington.
John Walton with a call on Monumental. Strome would add an empty netter for the hat trick. Caps roll 3-1 behind 32 saves from Charlie Lindgren. Close out the regular season tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. University of Maryland honing in on a new AD, with sources telling the Baltimore Sun this morning that four candidates at this point have emerged. Air Force Athletic Director Nathan Pine, Georgia Tech Athletic Director Jay Batt, GWAD Michael Lippitz, and former Charlotte Football Club President Joe LeBoux. Pine was the Terps' deputy AD from 11 to 13 before becoming AD at Holy Cross. Batt spent 4 years in Maryland's athletic department earlier in the 2010s. Lippitz is a Maryland grad who worked in various roles with the administration for 11 years after graduating as a captain of the men's tennis team. Decision should come in early June. 6:37 is the time when we return. What's your level of concern for the Orioles?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, first of all, Nino, welcome into our sports world here. That's number one. Number two, what do you think, Sean? Here we are, 6-10, last place in the American League East.
You know, I remember you asking at the beginning of the season whether or not you thought the Orioles had done enough, and obviously they haven't. But that being said, when you have the kind of injuries, you got three of your top pitchers that are out injured. It's just you're not going to be the same ball club.
Right. And, well, we're 10% into the season, 16 of 162.
Yeah, so I'm concerned.
It's still early.
Still early, but I am concerned. I'm not saying it's over, but clearly they need to pull it together, and they need to get an answer on the pitching. We were talking about it earlier. Bautista's not healthy yet. And the fact is the hitting. I mean, you've got to manufacture runs besides the long ball.
Yeah. I think if it was one thing, that's one thing, okay? But it's all over. I mean, they're batting 234. In my opinion, the lineup just doesn't work. You know, you can't have Adley Rutschman hitting second.
Right.
Now, they did some tinkering last night. They put Westberg up top, and they moved Henderson down to fourth, okay, which is great. But Westberg's off to a slow start. Rutschman's not hitting. Mullins is a 300 hitter. He should be leading off.
Absolutely.
That's the guy you want. That's your supercharger.
That's the one that sets the table for the rest of the lineup.
So I think there's a lot of stuff going on there right now.
All right. There's still time to correct
it.
Hopefully
is.
They will. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39. You can join us. We're talking about Gilmar Abrego Garcia. And the media narrative has been, this is a Maryland man. No, he's not. He's not from Maryland. He did live here for a while, but he came here illegally. He violated the broke into the country. He was a gotaway. And we had opportunities on a couple occasions to two times he ran into Border Patrol, and they didn't get the necessary information from him. He's been with the country 14, 15 years or something like that. Has children. And, of course, people say you shouldn't separate families. Well, his family can go with him, to El Salvador. But he's not a Maryland man. This idea is a Maryland father. Yep, he is a father, but he's not from Maryland. He was residing here illegally. And Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff for Donald Trump in the White House, made that point yesterday.
He is not a Maryland man. He is not a Maryland anything. He is an illegal alien from El Salvador with a deportation order from the United States.
Yeah, deportation.
How
why?
Do you argue that?
Because he's an MS-13 gangbanger, and MS-13 has been designated a foreign terrorist entity.
And Tom Homan makes the point, and I know you might have audio, this is his fault for being a criminal illegal alien, plain and simple.
Yeah, it's nobody else's fault but his, and the fact is, he's not allowed here, so how are you going to bring him home?
He is not legally even allowed to be in our country. Under the due process that these Democrats so venerate for illegal invaders, it is legally impermissible for him to have one more minute in this country.
Yeah, and Paz says Van Hollen said he wanted Garcia returned home. Well, he's home in El Salvador.
El Salvador.
That's where he is. And this narrative that the left has been regurgitating, number one, Maryland man, Maryland father, again, in the country. We heard a senator, a U.S. senator, saying he's a citizen. No, he's not. Then he's here legally. No, he's not.
His constituent.
And then he's accusing Vice President Vance of lying. We know who the liar is, Van Hollen. It's you. You're the one that's out there lying, and the media is just running with that narrative. And yesterday, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called them out for it.
Still going off the El Salvador questions. Yesterday in the Oval Office, administration officials made it very clear that El Salvador is responsible for Mr. Abrego Garcia, yet El Salvador's president said we're not going to do anything with him. So my question is, who is responsible for this man and where he's going to end up?
Well, no. First of all, President Bukele said that he is not going to smuggle a foreign terrorist back into the United States of America, as many in this room and the Democrat Party seemingly want him to do. Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result. There is never going to be a world in which this is an individual who's going to live a peaceful life in Maryland because he is a foreign terrorist and an MS-13 gang member. Not only have we confirmed that, President Bukele yesterday in the Oval Office confirmed that as well. So he went back to his home country where he will face consequences for his gang affiliation and his engagement in human trafficking. I'm not sure what is so difficult about this for everyone in the media to understand. And it's appalling, truly appalling, that there has been so much time covering this alleged human trafficker and this gang member, MS-13 gang member. It's truly striking to me.
Yeah, it is striking to all of us, and we'll talk about that in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, the king of all traffic, the chunk, the body, Whitaker.
Don't show off today, because he's there. Please don't.
No, you're the show off. You're the show piece. The show
that's
horse.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah, sure. Call me a horse?
Why the long face?
That's nice. That's nice. Nito, see what you miss every day?
I do miss it. Sure as hell beats the General Assembly, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I
understand that. It's almost the same kind of circus, you know. It's the same thing, more or less. The winds are up now on the Bay Bridge, and I've been looking at the traffic here just coming on at Stevensville. I want to see if there are any commercial vehicles in that area. So far, I haven't seen any, but no restrictions yet. But if the wind does come up a little bit more, there may be some restrictions for the high-profile vehicles in that area. But it's absolutely beautiful there right now with the lanes open on both sides of the roadway. City Fire just heading out to an alarm. It's going to be near Clifton Park. Heads up, they'll be arriving soon at Hartford Road at 32nd Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels is sunny, cool today, high of 60. Right now, 45 and sunny in Arnold, 45 in the city. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
The man with the action-packed expense account.
Absolutely. It's full of action. Easter's almost here because a Associated propagandists are asking whether you love or hate Peeps. They wrote an article taking us inside the Peeps factory.
It's time to make your day when Easter time is heading your way. Marshmallow, not just yellow. It's just not Easter without those crazy Peeps.
Those crazy Peeps. Didn't know there was a Peeps jingle, did you, Chuck?
Didn't know it.
Yeah. 5.5 million are made each day. 6 Peeps for every man, woman, and child across the U.S.
Wow.
14 Peep flavors, including cookies and cream. I saw my first Dr. Pepper-flavored Peeps at the supermarket just the other day.
Wow.
So
never liked those.
You're not a Peeps fan?
Never.
Yeah. I was never a Peeps fan. Too much marshmallow and stuff.
I haven't had one in 60 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a different kind of Peep, Chuck.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I was only just big enough to look in the window at the 2 o'clock club.
Applebee's adding new Big Bangin' Burger to the really big meal deal. $9.99 for the new Big Bangin' Burger at Applebee's as part of the really big meal deal.
Pretty good deal. Yeah. $10 for a burger.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I was in Boston over the weekend. $22 for a burger.
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
$22 for burger.
Chain spot or
no? Restaurant, but pub. You know, wasn't a fine 5-star dining place, but it was $22. Taco Bell's Caliente Chicken Nacho Fries are out right now, featuring seasoned fries with cheese and caliente sauce on top. And the new Oreo flavors are in stores for spring 2025. They include the return of S'mores Oreos and Birthday Cake Golden Oreos, if you like Oreos.
I like those.
Just like the plain Oreos, those are good, too. All right, you're a Hydrox guy, right?
I like Hydrox.
Yeah. I'm not sure any cookie that you don't like.
Not really.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mr. Casey.
You're an equal opportunity cookie employer.
You put it down there, I'll usually take care of advantage of it.
That and a glass of milk, and you're good for at least half an hour.
I'm done, and then I need a nap for 20 minutes, and I'll come back.
Right. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So the media continues this narrative, this assault on the Trump administration, trying to figure out. This is their poster guy. Garcia's their poster guy. Here is DHS spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin. She's on with some ABC hack trying to once again defeat this media narrative.
But I think what really matters to Americans is that this MS-13 gang member, who unfortunately, Jay, you and a lot of your colleagues have called a Maryland man, when
wait,
in reality,
I'm going to stop you there. What is your evidence, Trisha? Wait, I got to stop you there. What's your evidence that he's in MS-13?
Well, there's actually been two separate immigration judges, Jay, who have confirmed and ruled that he is a member of MS-13.
Well,
that as well as we have intelligence.
It was brought up in deportation proceedings.
They sure did, Jay.
But what's the evidence that was brought up in those deportation proceedings that he's in
MS-13? And they dismissed his appeal, Jay. I can do this all day, Jay. He is a member of MS-13. I don't think you'd want to be his neighbor, Jay. I sure wouldn't. And I don't think many Americans watching would want to be this individual's neighbor. He's been involved in human trafficking. He's been involved in labor trafficking. And he should not be in this country. So whether he's in an El Salvadorian jail or a U.S. detention facility, I am so very glad, as are millions of Americans, that he is off of U.S. streets. Because remember, Jay, who is MS-13? They maim. They rape. They kill Americans for sport, and the American people are done with it. They said so on November 5th, 2024.
Yeah, the slogan of MS-13 is rape, kill, control. That is their slogan.
And the initial media narrative left all of this out in their initial reporting. Not a single aspect about him and the MS-13. Well, these two the two immigration judges, right. And it was disgraceful to see the reporter Caitlin Collins, and he pointed out how preposterous it was the El Salvadorian president to ask him in front of the president of the United States, "What am I going to do? Smuggle this terrorist?" I mean, El Salvador has said as well. It's not just our side. It's El Salvador who has agreed and said, yes, this is an MS-13 member.
Well, they're counting on the fact that we paid El Salvador $6 million to take these deportees, these detainees, back into their country. So that's a big reason why they're taking them. But there's expenses to flying them in and clothing, feeding, etc. The fact of the matter is we really should be billing El Salvador, but it wasn't Bukele's fault, but it was other presidents' fault that they allowed their people to, to come out of the country. In fact, in many cases, they encouraged him to leave the country.
I will say it's great to have the president of El Salvador working together with our president on this very issue.
And that's the way it should be. We'll take a phone call quick from Tom in Catonsville. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's pretty disgraceful that Van Hollen is putting all this effort into this issue. But I think the bigger point is, I think this is a shiny object. I think nobody's focusing on the fact that there was a certain group of government over the 4 years with Biden. There's a certain group in government that made a concerted effort to intentionally import and maintain armies of illegal alien gang members. They implemented border policies, used our tax dollars, intentionally did not vet them. They created apps and they flew them into the country.
Yep.
Position them all around. All these men are military age, young fighting men. And it's not coincidence. It's not by chance. Now, we have to ask ourselves, what were they doing and why? I think they were trying to bring these foot soldiers in so they could implement a criminal-controlled government like they have in Mexico and Central America. So we need to remember these people. They're showing us who they are. They're not our friends. Like they talk about MS-13, they kill, they rape, they maim. These people are intentionally siding with these people, and they show you who they are, and we can't forget it.
Yeah, Tom, I think it's a very good point. The fact is that we have the cartels that are clearly an enemy here. We also have the Chinese military-age males that have come in. We've had foreign terrorists come in. So there's an internal threat to the country.
And you're exactly right. And to Tom's broader point, I mean, in the same week, as far as I know, I have not heard a word from Senator Van Hollen or Senator Alsobrooks about the verdict in the Rachel Morin case when a Maryland woman, an actual Maryland woman, was brutally raped and murdered by an illegal alien, and here they are taking the side of an illegal alien who's been deported, rightfully so, as a member of a gang, who they want back.
Yeah. We will talk about that coming up next on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in for Bruce.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in auto Automotive Diagnostics and Repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
653, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the morning rush hour update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Not much to that fire call. Hartford Road, 32nd Street. Most of the equipment now is headed back, so it was under control very quickly there. But they'll be there for a couple of minutes right there at Clifton Park. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. Both the tunnels now southbound getting up into the range of at least a 20-minute delay. The lanes are open back up on 895 now. Pulaski Highway and beyond 95 is starting to back up towards Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather channel says sunny, cooler today with a high of 60 overnight. Going to get cold down to the upper 30s again. Then we warm up. Sunny 66 tomorrow, Friday mild. High of 75, maybe 80 by Saturday with some showers. Right now, 45 and sunny in Dundalk, 45 under sunny skies in Edgewater. Nino just brought it up. Rachel Morin, just the mom. That should be the narrative. Mother of five, murdered, brutally raped, and brutally murdered by an illegal alien who was tried to get into this country three times, and we didn't get information in his three encounters with the Border Patrol, which we should have gotten that information. And on the fourth time he gets in as a gotaway, he goes to Los Angeles, assaults a woman and a child, and then, of course, by the way, he was wanted for murder in El Salvador, and he comes here to escape the murder charge, and then it starts his crime spree. Eventually makes his way to Maryland and brutally rapes and murders Rachel Morin, and he was found guilty this week. And here is Harford County Sheriff Jeff Giller talking about what needs to happen.
The failure here again is the immigration system that allowed this person to enter our country illegally. We need our government to work as efficiently as this investigation and this prosecution to work together and take the politics out of it and fix the immigration system in this country and keep our communities safe.
Yeah, and we have not done that, and we haven't done it because we had Democrat policies are killers. Policies, open border policies by Joe Biden, by Alejandro Mayorkas, by the Reconquistas, and then we have open border policies here in Maryland, as you well know, Nino, because you've been fighting this now as long as you've been in the House of Delegates. We've got these sanctuary city policies and these policies that seem to be very pro-illegal and against the Maryland residents.
It's exactly right, Sean, and that's the focus when this whole thing with Garcia, rather than the verdict of Rachel Morin's case, you have this absolute brutal murder, Martinez Hernandez, the illegal, convicted of first-degree murder and rape and kidnapping, as you said, previously deported, wanted for another murder in El Salvador, open border policies in the country. Every year I've been in Annapolis, there's another policy that encourages illegal immigration into the state of Maryland. Unfortunately, the situations went from bad to way worse, and now you're having cases like with Kayla Hamilton, with Rachel Morin, when these illegal alien, violent illegal aliens, MS-13 member, which is different than an illegal alien coming here and stealing a candy bar. There's a terrorist organization, which the president has done rightfully so to deem MS-13, who is organized committing terror across the country. And then there's illegal aliens that go on to commit smaller crimes. But either way, they should not be here. Donald Trump's policies, thank God, are deterring that from happening. And the open border policies of decades prior has led to situations where we no longer have citizens like Rachel Morin and Kayla Hamilton.
Yeah, it's just, it's unconscionable. And when we have people like in Montgomery County, so they're not going to call ICE on anybody in Montgomery County, of course, which is the People's Republic of Montgomery County. I think we just had a story this morning in that an illegal alien connected with ICE who allegedly killed his brother was apprehended in Hyattsville in Prince George's County. They're all over this
and
state
you,
now.
Sean, you have a president of the United States who is willing to put forth resources for law enforcement all over the
the country, especially in places like Maryland, to work together with ICE, for example, to go after these violent criminals. And our Democrat supermajority is against that.
Yeah.
Luckily, we killed in the Senate actually had the smarts to say, all right, we're not getting rid of 287G.
Well, that's only because they wanted the federal funding.
They wanted the federal
More
funding.
More in family attorney Randolph Rice talks about this conviction.
This is not only a conviction for the murder, but this is really a conviction for the Biden administration.
Yeah, and exactly what we've been saying. They've got blood on their hands. We'll hear from Caroline Leavitt coming up in our MAGA update. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to sell your home with this simple guarantee that once you both agree on asking price and the time frame which you want to sell your home, Vinny will buy it from you if it doesn't sell and pay you in cash. It's as simple. As soon as you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. He's got so many different programs that helps with that sale. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program for up to 12 months. There's a trade your home program. There's a fixer-upper program. If your home needs a lot of work, you don't feel like doing it, you don't feel like spending that money, they'll do it for you. And, of course, they'll subtract it out of the sales price. But call Vinny. He's got all the details on his excellent programs because when you want to sell your home, now's the springtime. It's a great time to be selling your home. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and tell Vinny that I told you to call. Coming up, we've got Biden's back. We have AOC's new accent and Tulsi on election problems. And wait to hear the latest on J6 and the FBI undercover agent. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge is ordering sworn testimony by Trump administration officials regarding efforts to return an illegal alien who was mistakenly deported to his native El Salvador, although he was the subject of a court deportation order.
In a Tuesday hearing, the Maryland judge said Trump officials defied a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The U.S. and Salvadoran governments each said they were unable to bring back the man, but the judge dismissed those statements as two very misguided ships passing in the night. The Trump administration claims Abrego Garcia is in the MS-13 gang, but his attorneys deny the allegations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Josh Sullivan is a free man this morning. The American pastor kidnapped at gunpoint during a service in South Africa last week was rescued by police commandos. Three suspects killed in a shootout with police. Sullivan was not hurt. New survey has some bad news for Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer amid speculation that he could be primaried.
More than half of respondents to a new Marist poll of New Yorkers say it's time for Schumer to give up the role of Senate Minority Leader and pass the torch to somebody new. 45% said the 74-year-old Schumer should remain in the position. Among Democrats, about half say Schumer should remain in his current role. 48% say it's time for him to pass the torch. Schumer has faced growing criticism from within his own party for not doing more to oppose President Trump and the GOP majority. Bob Agner reporting.
The New York Post reports New York Attorney General Letitia James is a target of a federal criminal referral over allegations of mortgage fraud. Three students shot and wounded, a fourth injured during a shooting at a Dallas high school yesterday afternoon, happened at Wilmer Hutchins High. Suspect is in custody. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like we're still running okay for the most part on the Beltway. We're looking at you live here, southwest side, right at the ramps at 295 and the Beltway and the BW Parkway. All the lanes are open. There's a brief delay on the outer loop between I-70 and Route 40. The inner loop at Green Spring is still good. The pace is still good on the outer loop for that traffic on the northeast side. Some areas now with the bright sunshine getting the glare on the Beltway, so we need to be prepared for that. We're backed up this morning already at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 now, back to Moravia Road. That's got to be almost 30 minutes to go from there through the old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 is slowly working its way back as well towards Moravia Road. 20 to 25 minutes right now on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature's running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day. 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed. The man convicted in the rape and murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin, will undergo an evaluation and background investigation before sentencing. Maryland's maximum penalty for first-degree premeditated murder is life without parole, and under state law, Victor Martinez Hernandez is subject to a background investigation to determine if there's information for the judge to consider. According to a local news outlet, County State's Attorney Allison Healy says, since Martinez Hernandez was also found guilty of first-degree rape and third-degree sex offense, she's requesting a psychosexual evaluation as an assessment tool. A sentencing date will be determined after the evaluations are completed. Baltimore County police have posted surveillance images of the man suspected of breaking into two Towson area businesses on March 31st. Detectives are asking for the public's help to identify the man or pass along any information related to the burglaries. Tipsters calling Metro Crime Stoppers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a reward for information leading to an arrest and charges in that case. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Logan Allen earned the fifth starter role for Cleveland with a strong spring, and last night at Camden Yards, the tough lefty backed it up.
There is Adley Rutschman.
Swing and a miss, struck him out on the off speed, and so Logan Allen with a strikeout of Rutschman.
The great Tom Hamilton with the call on Guardians Radio, and that's the kind of night it was for the Orioles last night as they fall to Cleveland 6-3 was the final. Allen went 5 2/3 of scoreless ball. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game stating the obvious.
You know, we're definitely not clicking on all cylinders offensively, and first half of the game, you know, we didn't swing the bat well.
Top three hitters in the lineup last night, Westberg, Rutschman, and Tyler O'Neill, were 0-13, five strikeouts. Hyde still trying to find the words. Ravens hosted the media yesterday for their annual pre-draft press conference. It took 18 minutes before DaCosta, that's Eric DaCosta, was asked point blank, is it worth drafting a kicker?
So that's an opportunity for us to get better as a team.
Eric. Wait, hold on. Here it is.
Is it worth it? I think it's worth it, sure. I mean, there's been some great kickers drafted. We've drafted a couple punters. But it's worth it if you have the right kicker.
This conversation obviously to be continued. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's wrong with Charlie Morton? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. A UMBC poll out on public safety for Baltimore City, Baltimore County. Are you paying attention? Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, and the interim county executive. Where has she been, by the way, Kathy Klossmeyer? Has anybody spotted her anywhere? I'm just curious. And also, we'll take a look at Tulsi Gabbard on a couple of really interesting revelations. This on an elections hack of the electronic voting machines. And Joe Kent weighs in on the FBI undercover agents on J6. But top story is going to be Biden's back from the basement. And AOC's got a new accent. Let's take some phone calls here to start off the hour. Start with Paul in Columbia. Good morning, Paul. He wanted to ask Nino. By the way, Nino is here guest hosting in for Bruce today and tomorrow. Always a pleasure to have Delegate Mangione on the program. He wanted to know what your thoughts were on this trip that Governor Moore made to Japan and whether that was a waste of Maryland taxpayer dollars.
So I guess time will tell whether he can bring any business back. But with that said, you have a record amount of taxes that the General Assembly increased. You're putting, I'm sure, in Japan, they're trying to bring tech jobs back. When you're taxing tech companies, I think it's probably the wrong time, the wrong place right now when we're struggling. Businesses are struggling so much here. There's lots of issues going on in the state of Maryland, especially after the General Assembly. He probably could have rewinded and kind of recap that, but you know, I guess time will tell.
He wanted to get out of town.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly.
After the record largest tax increase in the history of Maryland, he can say all he wants about 94% getting a tax cut. We all know, and I just got a breakdown from the Maryland GOP yesterday of all the taxes, and it is, maybe if we have time at some point today or tomorrow, we'll read them all. It is mind-boggling. So he needed to change the narrative and to get out there and be seen in a different
light. That's exactly right. I mean, you can only spend for so long about the highest tax increase in the history of the state. And if you're in Japan and you have this narrative that you're bringing jobs back and investment back, well, again, time will tell. But it certainly distracts from what happened in that. And the Maryland legislature with the Democrat supermajority, what they did this session was a shot to Maryland business and Maryland hardworking families.
All right, let's take another call. Brian in Towson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me on the air this morning. I just want to bring up a good point. If we go back quite a few years, and if you can remember back in 1985, I think it was Governor Hughes then, back in Maryland, would you know?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This was the Governor Hughes who was being described as being a lost ball in tall grass, but go ahead.
Well, to make my point, if we go back to 1985 when Governor Hughes was there, that was the same time that Casa de Maryland had started.
Yep.
And I don't know what everybody else knows. Maybe you can educate me on this and the listeners. But if Casa de Maryland started back in 1985, we're a little late to make these accusations and where we are with illegals, because back then we were bringing these people in and sheltering them. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
my point to this.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not today or yesterday. This is since 1985 that this all started. Our tax dollars and all our resources, all the municipalities, everything there is to take care of the citizens of the United States and Maryland, we have, again, been bamboozled and paying our taxes, and this money goes to these people. I'm not a racist, and I love everyone. I'm blessed by the Lord. But I'll tell you right now.
Well, it's not racist to want to uphold the sovereign immigration laws of your country. Amen. That's not racist. Amen. And this all started really under Senator Splash. Ted Kennedy out of the mid-60s when he redirected immigration away from Europe into South America, Central America, et cetera. That's when it all began. And you're right, Costa de Maryland, they primed the pump here in this state. Brian, thanks for the call. It's a good point you make. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. If there's anybody who knows about priming pumps, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Whitaker.
For you, it would be a 12 gauge.
I know. Would that be with rock salt or?
Probably nails.
Oh, jeez.
Carpet nails. Sharp points.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I'm going to tell you right now. 295 at Hanover Road and the bridges in the area, Rundle Mills Boulevard, down through Route 32. All the lanes are open. The traffic northbound from Powder Mill Road looks good right now, coming up through the ramps at 197. Have not seen any issues on 95 South or along Route 29. So good to go if you're heading down towards the Capitol Beltway. The Beltway locally fills in just a bit. Hartford Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Green Spring with bright sunshine there. And then on the west side, some areas as you're getting down towards Route 40, the bright sunshine as well will be a factor. JFX has been running okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We moved down just a little bit on the old Harbor Tunnel. We were backed up beyond Pulaski Highway right now, Eastern Avenue, Erdman Avenue area there. 95 is still going to be slow south of Moravia Road. So right now we're in the 20-minute delay range at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast. It is going to be sunny, cooler with a high of 60 today. And it warms up as the weekend unfolds. Right now, partly cloudy, 44 in Bel Air. It's sunny and 46 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, so sitting down with an interview with Rachel Campos Duffy on Fox Noticias. That's the Spanish language Fox channel. President Trump made a couple of statements. One, of course, has to do with, and this was, I think, during the Bukele interview the other day during the White House. But he made it again also on Fox Noticias about how not only are they going to think about illegal aliens being deported and sent to El Salvador, maybe some of our most heinous, vicious, homegrown criminals might be sent to El Salvador.
I don't know what the laws are. We always have to obey the laws, but we also have homegrown criminals. I'd like to include them in the group of people to get them out of the country, but you'll have to be looking at the laws on that.
Yeah, now obviously you'd have to go through the due process there. You'd have to go to trial and you get a conviction in American court. And you'd have to, I guess, maybe convince the judge that's the sentencing. But here's the argument. The ACLU will fight this on the fact that the families of these individuals won't be able to visit them. So that might be a fly in the ointment, but it's, you know, worth looking into because we don't want them here, these horrific, heinous criminals that have broken the laws of our country. Meanwhile, on Fox Noticias with Rachel Campos Duffy, he said this before, but this is the first time I think he's been asked a question by a member of the media.
Los aranceles van a reemplazar el income tax.
You know, you're the only one that's asked me that. Oh, I deal with all these big financial geniuses. Nobody ever. There is a chance that the money from tariffs could be so great that it would replace. You know, in the old days, about 1870 to 1913, the tariffs were the only form of money. And that's when our nation was relatively the richest. We were the richest.
You know, he's talking about here. He's talking about the tariffs replacing the progressive confiscatory scheme called the income tax. And do you know the last time we paid the national debt, when we paid off the national debt? Do you know when that was? It was during our tariff time.
I was going to say that's what I've read recently. The tariffs were,
That's, you know, that's how we funded the government, and that's how we paid our debts, et cetera. All of a sudden, in come the progressives, Woodrow Wilson et al., and they decide, oh, we're going to penalize people's wages, and we're going to take their wages, and we're going to redistribute those wages among the classes. That's how the beginning of socialism introduced itself here, and then a little bit later on.
As well as the loss of jobs over the course
exactly.
of the decades.
Yeah. Exactly. So, meanwhile, a lot of folks are asking about the concern about the Maryland man, the Maryland father. What about the Maryland woman, the Maryland mother of five that was brutally murdered by Victor Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador? Caroline Leavitt yesterday from the White House Press Secretary Briefing Room.
The Democrat and media outrage over the deportation of Abrego Garcia, an MS-13 El Salvadorian illegal alien criminal who was hiding in Maryland, has been nothing short of despicable. Based on the sensationalism of many of the people in this room, you would think we deported a candidate for Father of the Year. That's because, unfortunately, many in this country care more about this quote-unquote Maryland father, a legal alien MS-13 gang member, than a Maryland mother and an American citizen who was brutally murdered at the hands of a different illegal alien. Of course, I am referring to Rachel Morin. And if you didn't see yesterday, a Maryland jury found illegal alien Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez guilty of murdering Rachel Morin in August of 2023. She was a 37-year-old mother of five who was jogging in an otherwise safe community northeast of Baltimore when this monster ambushed, strangled, and beat her to death before stuffing her brutalized body in a tunnel drain. The Morin family finally got justice yesterday, but they will never get Rachel back. Our hearts go out to Rachel's family, her five children, and her mother, Patty, who has suffered the unimaginable loss of her daughter.
That's Caroline Leavitt yesterday from the White House Press Briefing Room.
This sums it up, Sean. That is the problem right there. You have two cases in Maryland making national news. Number one, for our politicians or elected leaders, or lack thereof, I should say, defending the illegal alien MS-13 member. And the other is national news for the murder of an American Maryland woman by an MS-13 member, former MS-13 member, whatever it was. And we're going to bat as Maryland leaders for the opposite. And it's disgraceful. And thank God that there was justice served for this in this case in Harford County, where this illegal alien gangbanger has been arrested and sentenced to life in prison.
But again, way too late for Rachel Morin and her family. It's just these open border policies are deadly. And these are Democrat policies.
Maryland Democrat
of open
policies.
Borders and Maryland Democrat policies of sanctuary cities. We have another one we'll talk about a little bit later on. Finally, RFK is really disturbed, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, about the increasing numbers of autism in our country.
New autism numbers, they've again gone up dramatically just in 2 years. We have in some states as low as 1 out of 20 boys having autism, 1 out of 31 kids.
Yeah, that is alarming, and he's saying that they hope to have an answer what's causing it by this September. That's day 87 of the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
When we come back, Delegate Mangione is going to talk about cost of Maryland a little bit. We have an update on Biden's back from the basement.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop on the shoulder, three vehicles at Route 29. So everybody's off to the side, but of course they're looking at it. So we're going to back up towards New Hampshire Avenue and then back down the hill towards the ramp at 95. So 95 on the south end after Cherry Hill Road. More than likely, that's going to be a little more stop and go through there as you turn on to the Capitol Beltway and eventually around to the Mormon Temple. There's a new minor wreck in the city, northeast side, Northern Parkway at Bologna Avenue. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. We're filling in very quickly now. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the west side, now is not quite to 795, so we'll still call it Liberty Road down through Route 40. The inner loop here at Park Heights Avenue, the sunshine is right there on the windshield, but nothing major so far through there. JFX are still good. There is some slowing, nothing out of the ordinary at this point as well, but the heavy traffic is there. 895 around Erdman Avenue. 95 still backs up around the bridge at Eastern Avenue, eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says sunny today at a high of 60. Right now, windy and 47 in Stevensville, 45 in Parkville. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in for Bruce this morning. And you wanted to make a point about Casa de Maryland.
Yeah, and thank you, Sean. And, of course, good morning to all the listeners. And, yeah, the caller made a spot-on point about Casa de Maryland, which is an illegal alien front group, basically, in the state. And they, they get money, I'm sure, from grants. Who knows where some of their money is coming from? And I question whether or not they're paying some of these protesters, or who's paying them, because they are in Annapolis throughout the entire session. I'm talking every other day. There's a Casa de Maryland presence pushing some type of bill that deals with usually illegal immigration. There's teachers' unions, state government workers' unions, and then there's Casa de Maryland. I mean, that is the type of presence, and that is the influence that they have on Maryland Democrats, unfortunately.
Years ago, the executive director, Gustavo Torres, would go to some of these countries like Venezuela or whatever and promote the migration, if you will, illegal immigration into the United States. So he's down to whatever money he's getting, and it could be foreign money, it could be Soros money, who knows, I have no idea either.
Unfortunately, they have success, because like I said earlier in the show, every single year in the legislative session, there is another bill that makes it prioritize helping or bringing more illegal aliens into this state.
All right, Joe Biden, Chairman Joe, crawled out of his basement bunker to deliver a speech to National Conference of Advocates, Counselors, and Representatives for the Disabled in Chicago last night. He was greeted there by none other than former Governor Martin O'Malley. But listen to Joe Biden as he struggles to speak. And in this speech, he says he remembers seeing colored kids on the bus when he lived in Scranton.
I remember pulling into the parking lot, and I had never seen... hardly any black people in Scranton at the time, when I was only going in fourth grade. And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by. They never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wondered why. I asked my mom, why? So in Delaware, they're not allowed to go to school, in public school, with white kids hunting. That sparked my sense of outrage as a kid.
Yeah, I'm sure as a nine-year-old,
yes,
he was outraged by that. I'm sure that that is an accurate story. But then all of a sudden, the old whispering and screaming Joe returned.
Legislation is about, it's about dignity. Simple dignity. Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity, regardless of their standing, regardless of their economic situation, regardless of who they are. Making sure that more than 60 million Americans who are living with disabilities are treated with dignity is who we are as Americans. That's what it's about.
Yeah. I think I found out the reason why he is so adamant about dignity. He's probably wearing Sir Dignity at that speech last night.
It's pretty disgraceful that he's keeping that narrative up, but I guess it's a good thing that he's still out there, because if he continues to be somewhat of a face of what the Democrats represent, I guess it's good for Republicans. What the hell is he still going on about this race stuff for? This guy should be just going back
because
to
that's bad. All they have.
It's unbelievable. He
that's
should
all
take
they
his
have
nap again.
Is scare tactics and fear. And AOC, who is drawing large crowds, and she's raising some money, but apparently she started to go down her Kamala path, and listen to this unusual accent from AOC.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud, liable for sexual abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market, too.
He must be speaking to Casa de Maryland, I guess.
When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
What is that? What is it about the Democrats? They can't be themselves. They have to take on these Hispanic or black affectations. It's just crazy. All right. Up next, Tulsi Gabbard on election hacks and Joe Kent shocking on J6. Right now for news headlines and for Bruce, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. More than 80% of Baltimore City residents say crime and public safety is a major concern. That's according to the results from a poll conducted by the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. In the UMBC poll, 83% of city residents consider crime a major issue. The first part of the poll released also counted 68% of Baltimore County residents considered public safety and crime a top issue. Part two of the poll results is expected today. City police have arrested two suspects following a Tuesday evening shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 100 block of South Fulton Street shortly after 5:30 p.m., where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. That victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. While officers were at the scene, they saw one suspect jump into a vehicle that fled from the area. The suspect bailed out of the vehicle in the 800 block of Bond Street and were taken into custody without incident. A federal judge questioning the government's effort to bring a mistakenly deported man home from El Salvador. Judge Paula Zenis criticized the Trump administration during a hearing yesterday in U.S. District Court in Maryland. She repeatedly asked what the government has done to get Kilmar Abrigo Garcia returned to the U.S., saying court rulings on the matter are clear. Zenis has given Trump administration officials two weeks to produce depositions and other documentation to prove they're trying to bring Abrigo Garcia back to the U.S. And Maryland's attorney general is the latest of 20 AGs to join a coalition in a lawsuit challenging the Tennessee abortion law. The law makes it a crime for adults to help minors seek reproductive health care outside of the state due to a near-total abortion ban. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown calls the law unconstitutional in an attempt to criminalize legal conduct beyond its borders. Tennessee's abortion laws are among the most restrictive in the country. Coming up, we'll take a look at traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 666 and the pick 4, 3934. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And we're back towards Annapolis. I-97 southbound now is starting to see that morning buildup right around the ramp area at Route 32. It does get better and you're fighting some bright sunshine as you go south of the bridge at 178 and through that area at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open this morning for the traffic westbound through there. Quick check at Sandy Point. Everybody's good coming off the Bay Bridge with all the lanes open. Minor wreck in the city. Northern Parkway at Bologna Avenue. Slowing on the Beltway now in the usual areas. Some of the south and eastbound traffic on the Beltway, of course, is fighting the bright sunshine this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature is running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day. 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. When the Orioles signed Charlie Morton in the offseason, they cited his consistency, his durability, the probability of him being an innings eater. But through four starts this year, there's obviously something wrong. Last night, Stephen Kwan touched him for a two-run shot. It was 4-0 in the fifth. The Birds eventually would lose at 6-3, and Morton couldn't even make it again, and he hasn't made it all year to the sixth inning. After the game, Morton was pretty open about his major issue.
My curveball has always just been the pitch that is the equalizer for me. It's the pitch that separates me from other guys that have similar stuff. And right now, I mean, I looked it up. I think they're hitting like 450 against my curveball.
On the season, Morton averaging less than 4 2/3 innings pitched per start. His ERA now is 8.84, highest of any qualifying starter in the majors. Game two tonight at 6:35. It'll be Dean Kramer on the hill for Baltimore. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta addressing the media yesterday in terms of the upcoming NFL draft. DaCosta explaining why the draft is the lifeblood for the Ravens organization.
We're going to be in a situation where, you know, salary cap is critical. And so for us, young talent, the influx of young players every single year, competing to make, you know, make the roster, I think is really important now.
Round one of the draft is 1 week from tomorrow in Green Bay. Maryland football spring practice is underway. First extended look that we've had at freshman phenom Malik Washington, the quarterback out of Archbishop Spalding. But the Terps already losing some players to the portal. Kellen Wyatt, a big linebacker in last year's defense, and two offensive linemen, Therese Davis and LaVon Johnson, are all looking elsewhere to play college football. Final two regular season games for the Caps this week, both on the road. Last night, the Washington Capitals were in Long Island.
And he'll do it here with Straub, now low to Dubois. And Straub looking, got it through, they score!
First blood on the island, indeed. Love that call from John Walton on Monumental. Dylan Strome would get the hat trick last night. 29 on the year, a career high. Caps win at 3-1. They close out tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. And finally, this is interesting. Bryce Harper always bringing something new to the field, whether it's cleats, bats, arm sleeves, or headbands. Well, Monday night, he carried a special blue bat into the batter's box. First inning of a game against the Giants. It was how he learned and then announced that the Harper's fourth child would be a boy. Harper had asked teammate Trey Turner before the game to help with the gender reveal. He didn't know which bat Turner was going to pick. Turner gave him the blue bat. The baby's going to be a boy, God willing. Time now is 7:37. When we return, what do you think the Caps will do in the playoffs?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I know Bryce Harper isn't friend number one in the D.C. area.
No, not at all. But it's a good thing he wasn't.
Interesting.
It's a good thing he wasn't a pitcher. Okay, I don't know how you do a gender reveal there with the balls there.
Well, it's either a pink ball or okay. I think I'll just stop right there. But regardless of that, that was cool. That was cool. I really like that. But you know what, the Caps thing. It's a good thing, actually, that the Caps didn't end up with the number one seed throughout the playoffs, because the Winnipeg Jets got that, and you know what the history is.
President's Trophy winners usually flame out very quickly.
Crazy. So the Caps do have the number one in the Eastern Conference, so they will have a home field throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. And you know what? I think that, again, who knows, but I think this team is built the right way. Two excellent goalkeepers, three tough lines, so they have the depth.
Yep.
No one plays more than 20 minutes ice time. I think this team can do it.
I would be shocked if they go out in the first round again like they did last year, but I think that Logan Thompson, the other goalkeeper, has to be healthy. They got to get Protas back. He's big, he's strong and fast, and he's a goal scorer, so they need him back as well. And then they just need to fine-tune their game a little bit. They need to reconnect, I guess, with the Carberry system, which they got away with the distraction of the Ovechkin.
Yeah, they wanted to get him the goals. Until last night, they lost 7-10.
Yeah.
But here's their chance this week to kind of get back on the mojo.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a phone call here from Gene in Salisbury. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a question for you. If Senator Van Hollen goes to El Salvador, who authorized his trip, and are the taxpayers paying for it?
And that we are still trying to investigate that. If it's what's called a CODEL, a congressional delegation, yes, taxpayers do pay for that. I don't believe this is a CODEL, so he either would have to use campaign funds or somebody else would have to foot the bill. And I understand he's not the only one going. There are other Democrats going as well. And by the way, you'd think they'd consolidate and take one plane? No, they're going on separate planes. So that would even be worse.
It would be way worse
if the taxpayers were spending that money.
I think you're right, though, Sean. I would imagine, because that'd be quite an uproar if he's using taxpayer funds for this.
Yeah. But we'll find out, Gene, and we'll get that answer to you as soon as we can.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. It's an excellent question. So Tulsi Gabbard with somewhat of a bombshell revelation regarding what they have discovered with some of the electronic voting machines in the past.
I've got a long list of things that we're investigating. We have the best of the best going after this, election integrity being one of them. We have evidence of how these electronic voting systems have been vulnerable to hackers for a very long time and vulnerable to exploitation to manipulate the results of the votes being cast, which further drives forward your mandate to bring about paper ballots across the country so that voters can have faith in the integrity of our elections.
We have evidence, she says, of how these election machines are vulnerable to hacking. So how about we see it? I mean, I would think if you have the evidence, you know, put together a press conference and show us how they are vulnerable to hacking and what you're doing to stop this in the future. Look, we have the North Carolina Supreme Court allowing 60,000 votes lacking an ID to count in that election. See, you know, no court in the land is going to change an election or overturn an election once the election has been conducted. The whole premise is you've got to stop the election fraud before it happens.
Yeah, this is about as concerning as it gets, Sean. But you're right. If there's evidence, you have to show. And I got to give a shout out. I kind of know, like, our friend Kate Sullivan in Maryland, doing a lot with election integrity. I saw her speak recently at a North Baltimore County Republican Club, and she volunteers her time. God bless her for what she's doing. But you're right. You have the Director of National Intelligence here saying that the machines used across the U.S. not secure, vulnerable to attack, at least President Trump is trying with the executive order where he's talking about, where he recently signed, including requiring the proof of ID or citizenship to vote using the National Mail Voter Registration Form. And then Congress passed what's called the SAVE Act The Senate needs to come. This requires, again, proof of citizenship. It passed the House, but how we can get the votes in the Senate, I'm not sure. But it's vital to the future. They talk about democracy. This is vital to the future of our country.
When you have the number of people that we found out that 1.3 million illegals on Medicaid, thousands of them registered to vote through DOGE. So this was the intent all along to throwing open our borders and bringing all these illegals in. They're future voters.
And change all those swing states to blue states.
Absolutely. 743, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call. Hop on the line, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. New problem, Capitol Beltway. This time in Prince George's County, outer loop broken down vehicle right after the BW Parkway. They've been working on it. It's been crowding the right lane. We're backed up back beyond the ramp at the parkway and then back almost to the ramp at Route 50. Beyond that, a minor incident earlier on the outer loop at Route 29. That's trying to improve, but we're still looking at a delay for the traffic around New Hampshire Avenue and eventually over to the Georgia Avenue ramps. Beltway locally, typical ride. JFX has been clear south of Ruxton Road. Some delays continue. It's nothing major. It's not really out of control at this point, but we're slow southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny and cooler today with a high of 60 overnight in the upper 30s, and tomorrow sunny, 66, and then it's going to be 75 on Friday. Nice and mild right now. Partly cloudy, 47 in Glen Burnie. It is 47 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm just wonderful. How you guys doing?
All right, we're doing morning, great. Mike. Want to know if you want to go first, second, or last?
I'm going to go last.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck to you. We've got Delegate Mangione playing for Bruce Elliott today. So here are your stories. Story number one. A British tennis player has apologized for saying her opponent smelled really bad during her comprehensive defeat at the French Open on Tuesday. During a second set changeover, the player, who lost 6-love, 6-3, captioned on the broadcast asking the umpire to tell the French player to use deodorant. Quote, "Can you ask her to put on deodorant? She smells really bad." End of quote. She since apologized.
Maybe she should try a new racket.
Story two.
Sorry.
A woman.
Stupid one.
Of course it was, but we've come to expect that.
Ah, come on.
A woman who...
You got to remember, Tito hasn't heard all these for a while.
That's right. That's who we got to recycle. Story number two. A woman who married a river to protect it from pollution says it's still a great relationship 2 years after the ceremony. Meg Avon married the River Avon in England to raise awareness and to get the river cleaned up. So Meg is still in a happy, monogamous relationship with the river. And story three, Chinese Prime Minister is calling Americans peasants yesterday, and that tariffs would cause more fentanyl to be exported into the United States. The Chinese Economic Minister also went to say, oh, by the way, you're bound to lose the coming war with China as well. Story two, tennis player tells another tennis player to put some deodorant on. You just smell really bad.
Story one.
Story one, rather. I'm sorry.
Story two. This is how he tries to confuse us, you know.
Story one.
We're having enough trouble as it is.
Story one is that one. And story two is the woman who married the river. And story three is the Chinese prime minister saying, we're getting more fentanyl into the United States if you keep up with this tariff stuff. All right, we'll start with Nino since he's the guest today. Nino, what do you think?
Two so stupid that it's probably true. I'll go with three.
All right, story three for Delegate Mangione. Kristen?
I mean, our coworker Maggie Hunter shouts put deodorant on at us every day in the hallway, so I could see that be true. And I agree. The number two, I don't even understand, so that's probably true. I'm going to say number three. I'm sure the Chinese are thinking it, but I don't know if they've said it.
All right, Chuck?
I think she married the river because it would always take her to the bank.
Okay.
Come on, cut it out. Cut it out. Three, please.
Chuck also goes for three. And, Mike, of course, Mike's let's go to with, Mike.
Mike's going to go with three, please.
Mike goes with three, yep.
What do you think about that, Mike? It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good there.
It was better than the first
one. Stuff, Chuck.
Yeah. For the WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs here this morning, Mike, you are correct, as is everybody else. Story three is our fake news story of the day. I will put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, so still to come, Joe Kent telling a Senate committee feds were likely involved in the J6 riots. I wanted to share with you this. A new study is out. It's uncovered over $100 million in foreign dark money laundered through something called the 1630 Fund to push far-left ballot initiatives in 25 states. And heretofore, we're not allowed to have foreign monies come into campaigns. At least we weren't at one point. But now this bombshell report from the America First Policy Institute, staggering $100 million in foreign money laundered through the 1630 Fund to bankroll radical ballot initiatives across 25 states. And these initiatives, are notorious. Look, this is a notorious hub for progressive causes. They've been caught funneling foreign cash into state ballot measures, targeting divisive issues like abortion, election law, and drug policy. And to varying degrees, Maryland and other states have all prohibited foreign money in ballot initiatives, but sometimes with the caveat that only foreign-owned or partially owned corporations are prohibited, not foreign individuals. In fact, a 2022 survey from University of Maryland found that the strong bipartisan majority of 8 in 10 voters favor Congress banning foreign individuals and entities from spending. Foreign individuals and foreign companies should have no say.
Zero
influence on our ballot initiatives, on our elections. This is strictly for Americans, and the fact is they're now laundering this stuff through this 1630 fund, so it looks like it's coming from an American company when it isn't.
And, I mean, what James O'Keefe has exposed similar issues like this over the last several years, and this wouldn't surprise me at all. And every time you see these ballot initiatives passed throughout the country, it's always one side that has a hell of a lot more funding than the other, and it's the left that usually has all the money. So, yeah, sure, there are some billionaire donors out there, but why on all of these ballot initiatives are they much better funded? I understand in Maryland, but in places throughout the whole country, they always have the money.
Yeah. And it's like they outspent Trump in the last election cycle. They outspent the Senate Republicans. They outspent the House Republicans.
They always have the money.
Yeah, they do somehow. All right, 7:51. Coming up next, what Joe Kent told the Senate committee about the feds undercover on J6.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America.
So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, it's amazing. The state-run drive-by media reports that the Trump administration has paid $6 million to El Salvador to take these illegal alien deportees, and everybody's breathlessly reporting about it. Nobody's interested on who's paying for Senator Van Hollen's trip, along with others, Democrats, to visit El Salvador. No interest for some strange reason.
And I'll take that any day of the week at $6 million to get rid of some of these violent criminals, if that's all it costs.
Good so point. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Time once again for an update on rush hour. Here is Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some slowing on 895. I think it was construction that was there earlier. Southbound taking the ramp, 895 going down to the spur at I-97. It was backed up for a while, and now looks like it's kind of calmed down once again. So after Poteet Street, just watch for that if you're taking that ramp. The continuing slowing as you're traveling on 895 south should begin anywhere around the Erdman Avenue ramp coming down through O'Donnell Street, but with the lanes open south on 895, really nothing out of the ordinary. We can see the traffic is bunching up a little bit on 95, and most of that has been from Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and then into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But right now, looking at the live shot, all four lanes are going through the tunnel and eventually south towards 95 and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be sunny and cooler today with a high of 60, and things warm up as the weekend unfolds. Right now it is 47 and sunny in Dundalk, 47 in Arnold. So former U.S. Special Operations soldier Joe Kent currently serves as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He sat for a confirmation hearing last week before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. During his testimony on Thursday, leftist Senator Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, asked Kent about his prior comments on the FBI's involvement in J6 protests and riots. And loved Joe Kent. He did not run from it, didn't retract any of his earlier comments. In fact, he doubled down.
Six was intentionally organized or directed.
Still under investigation. We're looking into whether elements of the government could have enhanced the criminal acuity of some of the rioters that day.
So you've said on Twitter that the FBI and the intelligence community were involved in planning and directing the riot. Is that correct?
Sounds like something I said, yeah.
And what evidence do you have for that claim?
So we've already identified that there were multiple confidential human informants ran by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies that were present in the crowd that day, directing, removing barriers, those types of things. This has been investigated widely. We're continuing to look into it. The intelligence, I would say the FBI and other elements of the law enforcement apparatus attempted to suppress the fact that there was undercover confidential human informants that were part of these different groups. We also had intelligence leading up to January 6th that there was going to be violence that day. So that speaks to some degree of intelligence infiltration into some of these groups.
Who within the...
Yeah, we'll get to the who in just a second. But there were 26 undercover agents that we are aware of that were on the ground that day. So what was their role? Who directed them? What were they supposed to be doing? We just heard removing barriers, directing people. Ray Epps, the infamous Ray Epps, who seemed to dodge a bullet before they eventually had to charge him with something and then slap him on the wrist. Meanwhile, other people went to jail in some cases. Jake Lang was in jail for 484 days without a trial, without bail.
And as he mentioned, I mean, the intelligence agencies, they're investigating the FBI involvement here, and I know Tulsi Gabbard was, and the fact is, you got the Senator Kelly just totally dismissing it as it's just could never actually be true, but they're investigating it, and let them come up with some more answers here.
Now, that's my other question. Where is the J6 investigative committee from the House Republicans? I mean, it's Barry Loudermilk was supposed to be, conducting that, but it's been radio silence for quite some time. Anyway, Senator Kelly then wanted to know who within the FBI has this evidence.
Who within the FBI?
We're looking into that right now.
Which departments of the FBI?
Probably the Washington Field Office.
So you believe the Washington Field Office, for it was involved in the planning of the violence in the building next door on January 6th.
It's being looked into. I mean, look, we had...
And who is looking into it?
We are in the intelligence community. Yeah, we're looking into it right now.
And do you believe that the IC conducts actions of this nature against Americans?
Does the IC, well, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies entrapping individuals? If you look at who was running the Washington field office during January 6th, it was Stephen DeAntuono. He was also running the field office in Michigan, where many of the defendants were let go after they were accused of attempting to kidnap the governor because the vast majority of them were undercover FBI confidential informants. So unfortunately, this behavior does happen by members of law enforcement and the intelligence community, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we are transparent with the American people.
Mr. Kent, would you be willing to share this evidence of this investigation with this committee?
I look forward to it, Senator.
Yeah. So hopefully we get the goods.
I mean, he's a former Green Beret and a CIA agent. It's not like this guy has no familiarity with this type of issue, number one. Number two, the informant said what? You said 26, or there were 26 confidential FBI informants on the ground.
That day,
is what's been reported. So, yeah, let's find out more. That doesn't mean there wasn't some bad actors there that may have been Trump supporters that may have gotten a little restless and should pay a price if you broke or destroyed public property. But at the same time, there's a lot to be learned about this, and Senator Kelly should absolutely be a part of the discussion, not just trying to stonewall.
This was not an insurrection because there was no armaments involved. This was a protest, and I think that they capitalized on this protest to try to make it look like they were trying to overthrow the government. And there were a lot of bad actors that day. We have witnesses that said they saw people changing into Trump gear that day. I've seen a lot of those documentaries, so we'll see what happens. But again, unfortunately, Kash Patel put somebody in charge of the Washington field office who has ties to going after J6ers. Don't know what he was thinking there. You got a long way to go to root out the rot.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland leading the way as Democrats rally around an illegal alien, an alleged MS-13 gangbanger deported by the Trump administration to his native El Salvador. Van Hollen announcing a planned visit to El Salvador to check on the well-being of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, is now in a Salvadoran prison. Quoting Van Hollen, it should be a priority of the U.S. government to secure his safe release. New York State's top law enforcement officer reportedly the subject of scrutiny by the feds.
According to the New York Post, New York Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a federal criminal referral for alleged mortgage fraud by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. And securing a loan for a home in Norfolk, Virginia, James is accused of claiming through her representative that the property would be her principal residence. Primary residences receive better rates. But the law states that the New York Attorney General, James, is required by law to have her primary residence in the state of New York. James is also accused of misrepresenting a 5-unit property in Brooklyn as a 4-unit property to receive better interest rates. The referral also includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Making the case for extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts, making them permanent, Heritage Foundation economist, former Trump advisor Stephen Moore.
And if we don't get this done, the average family is going to face a $3,000 tax increase next year. And I know I keep saying that over and over again, but I want to make sure people understand the urgency of getting this done.
He tells the Salem Radio Network it's up to Congress to get it done, although some Republicans are resisting.
Because politicians like to spend money. They don't like to save money.
Elon Musk's Doge team touting its latest finding, hundreds of millions in fraudulent unemployment claims. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant.
It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
If you're traveling in Frederick County, Route 75 now is closed both directions just south of I-70. There's been a wreck in that area, so the local traffic there, not on the interstate, but on Route 75, be on the lookout for that. That local detour will be underway for a while with the rescue underway at that scene. We're looking at 95 right at Washington Boulevard, 395, and in that area between there and the Beltway, all the lanes are open. A little bit slow southbound with a speed reduction after 395. Both the tunnels still looking at the heavy traffic south as you're working your way down towards 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature's running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day. 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The man convicted in the rape and murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin, will undergo an evaluation and background investigation before sentencing. Maryland's maximum penalty for first-degree premeditated murder is life without parole under state law. Victor Martinez Hernandez is subject to a background investigation to determine if there's information for the judge to consider. According to a local news outlet, County State's Attorney Allison Healy says, since Martinez Hernandez was also found guilty of first-degree rape and third-degree sex offense, she's requesting a psychosexual eval as an assessment tool. A sentencing date will be determined after the evaluations are completed. The Maryland Department of Environment has announced grants for 21 community-driven environmental projects around the state's two largest wastewater treatment plants. The $1.7 million in funding will be used for projects that support trash removal, improve stormwater management, and increase green spaces. The grant money comes from the settlement of a lawsuit filed by Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown, requiring the city to address unauthorized discharges of pollution from the plants. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what to do about this baseball team at this point in time? The Birds stand at 6-10 now after last night's 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Charlie Morton disappointed again. The manager shook up the lineup, moving Gunnar to cleanup, putting Westberg up top. But the offense was silent through 5 2/3 against Guardian starter Logan Allen. Here's Hyde after the game.
Oh, you have honest conversations, but you also stay positive, and we have a lot of talent in that room, and just not aren't playing our best baseball, and we're not putting things together. We're having a tough time keeping us in the game early.
Said Mullins did manage a 400-foot solo shot in the seventh. The Birds played it two more in the eighth, but left eight on and were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Both of those hits coming in the eighth inning. Eric DaCosta talking to the media about the upcoming NFL draft yesterday in Owings Mills. The Ravens GM signing Ronnie Stanley in the offseason to a big free agent contract, cementing the offensive line. But with the departure of Patrick McCary, a hole exists at left guard. DaCosta on the economics of the O-line.
I mean, I think I saw a stat the other day that I think we're allocating less salary cap this year to the offensive line than any other team in the league. And that tells me that we have some good young players who are playing well. They're on their rookie contracts.
Big high school lacrosse tilt yesterday. Number 2 McDonough played some lockdown defense, stifling number 3 Boys Latin 10-6. The three-time defending MIAA champions fresh off their first conference loss Friday against Archbishop Spalding. Coming up in 30 minutes, we've got more Orioles talk for you as the Birds descend to down to 6-10. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce has today, tomorrow off. Delegate Nino Mangione is sitting in for Bruce here in this hour and tomorrow as well. And coming up in this hour, A.G. Brown advocating against Marilyn Ferentz. I'll tell you all about that. Also, the judge blocking the Trump executive order that negated a Biden executive order. So why is it okay for the Biden executive order to left? Half a million illegals into the country, but when Trump wants to deport them, it's
can't
not.
Have that.
Can't have that. Can't right. And we'll take a look at the latest poll from UMBC as well. I can report now, according to Politico, the Senator Van Hollen junket to El Salvador is paid for by U.S. taxpayers.
That's been confirmed.
According to Politico, they're saying that. And this was the Democrats over in the House were asking Jim Comer to approve a similar congressional delegation to El Salvador by Congressman Yasemin Ansari. And Max Frost, also from a Democrat in Florida, wanted to go. He said that, again, the Senate delegation has created and approved by Chairman, if it's approved by Chairman Comer and Speaker Johnson, they plan to attend, but they said that the Senate has already authorized a congressional delegation to for Senator Van Hollen. Now, Senator Cory Booker is going to go as well, but he's going separately.
So that's two wastes of taxpayer money. And I just want to make a point here, Sean, because I disagree often with Senator Van Hollen, but he is not a stupid man, number one. So the fact that he's willing to use the taxpayer dollars to fund a trip on behalf of an illegal alien who's a member of MS-13, who's already been deported, which he should be thanking the president, and the media should be thanking the president, but he is willing to use taxpayer funds to go down there, as this is his hill to die on, to bring this individual back into our country. I cannot believe he thinks that this is a good political move. The media narrative here has been blown up over the last several days because of the Trump administration coming out and actually having to defend themselves with the truth. And here he is. I right. don't see how this is a political winner. I mean, I told you earlier in the show, I've received multiple people or text messages and phone calls about how absurd this is.
Right. Given here's what Politico is writing. Representative Max Frost of Florida and Robert Garcia of California wrote a letter to the House Oversight Chair Jim Comer, quote, given that the Senate has already authorized Codell travel to CECOT, we believe the House should also be represented, end of quote. So there it is.
There it is.
Taxpayer money is sending Van Hollen to El Salvador to bring back an MS-13 terrorist. Oh, by the way, he's accusing the vice president of being a liar And we'll get to that here in just a second. But let's get a question here from Tom in Hamden.
Good morning, fellas. Always interesting. Nino, I have a question for you.
Good morning,
this
Tom.
This is not directed at you personally, because in the last couple of years I've called your office and I know you were against this happening. I want to know what the mindset is of the House of Delegates that would throw all the state employee retirees, the old people, of which I am now one, threw us under the bus, and last year they took away our long promised, over 60 years that I know about, medical care, and it's one of the reasons I went to work for the state in 1971, and they took that away and dumped us on the Medicare, and the only bone they threw us, they gave us $1,000 because they knew it was going to cost a lot of us, you know, thousands of dollars in prescription drugs. Anyway, so this year, to add insult to injury, they say, well, we're taking away the $1,000, so next year you get nothing. And I'm wondering now, what are they going to do, take our Blue Cross and our pensions away in the next couple of years? What's the mindset of those people?
All right, hang on, Tom. Nino will answer that in just a second. We have a pause for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
295 northbound, about 10 minutes ago, was backed up here at 197. It was almost at a standstill. Now it's moving again, but it only takes a broken-down vehicle or a slow-moving vehicle through there to back us up. So it's a little better, even though it's still slower than usual as you're heading north and coming up through Powder Mill Road. Keep in mind, Frederick County, there's a road closure now. Big wreck on Route 74. Both directions are closed just south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says sunny and cooler today. 60 is the high, and it warms up starting tomorrow into Friday and Saturday. 66 tomorrow, 75 Friday, but close to 80 on Saturday with a chance of rain. 48 and sunny in Pasadena, 47 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the center ring under the big top, where we see a number of prominent Democrat progressive Marxists gathered inside one of those little EVs. Let's see. I take a look in there. Is Joe Biden is in there? Martin O'Malley? And other prominent Democrat officials as they make a series of left-hand turns. Eventually, the EV runs out of juice and comes to a stop. Out pops the former governor of the state of Maryland, Martin O'Malley.
I think the attorney generals play a really important role right now. I think it's only a matter of time before one of them figures out how to file state kidnapping charges against those that are abducting people who are in this country legally and sending them to this new concentration camp that Donald Trump laughs about having created in El Salvador. Attorney generals are going to play a critically important role in these days ahead fighting this fascist moment in American history.
Yes, this is the same Martin O'Malley that called illegal aliens in the state New Marylanders. And this is the same Martin O'Malley whose party does not know the difference between a woman and a man. Now, he is saying that the president, whose job it is to enforce immigration law, when we find illegal aliens, terrorists on our soil, and we deport them, that qualifies as a kidnapping. Folks, it is just the semantical games that the left will play is just beyond the pale. Get back in the car, Marty. Time to go back to your books again. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. He's every bit to blame for these immigration problems as our current legislators in the Congress and in the state of Maryland. Because I do remember the New American comments, like it was sitting here with Tom Moore, like it was yesterday. I remember some of his immigration policies, like in-state tuition. Now, I believe it, which actually went to a referendum, so they hoodwinked, and Marylanders have made plenty of mistakes along the way. But, yeah, Martin O'Malley, what a terrible, terrible governor, especially on the issue of immigration. administration.
Yeah, and Michelle from Westminster points out this morning that it was Martin O'Malley who paved the way for Casa de Maryland.
And exactly.
Their, and their little mansion and the trail of illegal aliens that poured into the state of Maryland. Now, of course, Biden opened the floodgates, but it was Martin O'Malley who primed the pump here in the state. All right, back to Tom in Hamden. He had a question about state retirement benefits.
Yeah, and good morning, Tom. And yeah, I'm familiar. It's a complicated issue, but I'll say you're right. When Maryland, I shouldn't say it's that complicated, because employees like yourself, you accepted the job, you had your pension plans, and then you were promised these health care benefits, you know, as part of your retirement and your compensation. And these promises were made. It's morally and ethically wrong, I would say, to break that contract and that promise that you that was made with the state. And you workers and now retirees, and I would have to say, I mean, other than the fact they just mismanaged over the years the money in terms of they can't afford to do it. So they basically gave you the shaft, and they're spending the money elsewhere. They could afford to do it if they didn't spend the money elsewhere, but that's pretty much, I mean, you would think that they would try to take care of the retirees as much as they just gave state workers, certain ones, a raise, even though we faced a multi-billion dollar structural deficit. So other than just breaking a promise and why they would just throw you under the bus, I can't answer that. It's just the money. They don't have the money. Or they spent it elsewhere.
I'm sure you're aware, but about 3 weeks after that, Governor Moore, this was last year, the Governor Moore announced after he took our benefits away, he said, we are increasing the medical care for the immigrants that have come into our great state and all this crap. And it just added insult.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear, Tom. When I say they don't have the money, what I mean is they're spending it elsewhere and not prioritizing. Yes, they're
exactly
redirecting
right.
The money. They're not prioritizing you. Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate you.
Tom, thanks for the call.
I
appreciate that. I'm getting a question here about the term mistakenly deported. Why are so many news media outlets, including WCBM, using that phrase? And I think the genesis of this is that the Trump administration's own attorney that was arguing this case used that term. And that's where it began. Now, that attorney has since been relieved of his duties. So I think what the Trump administration really needs to do is get out there and clarify that, because I think that's led to a lot of confusion. The media is going to run with it anyway.
I think you're right, because, yes, Stephen Miller, he did not mince words when he said this guy absolutely should have been deported.
So we look at it,
should have never been here.
Right. So we look at the phrase, mistakenly deported. Was it a mistake to deport this guy? No. The question is whether or not he was given due process before. But when you look at it, you have this tug of war now between the executive branch, who has the power and the authority to deport any person that is part of a foreign terrorist entity. Out you go. There is no due process.
But weren't they saying also to clarify that he was mistakenly deported, or there could be to El Salvador?
Well, the judge said that he should not be deported to El
Salvador
because
of the gangs. Because of the gangs. Yeah.
Because of the gangs, and so that there's another the piece of confusion there. But where are you going to deport somebody back if not to his home country?
And if
you can't you can't force somebody to go to Honduras or to Nicaragua or Venezuela or Cuba. They're not a national of that country. The only place you can go is back to your home country. So if there was a mistake made, it wasn't a part of the Trump administration. It was part of this judge not recognizing that this individual, and of course, two other immigration judges.
He's a citizen of El Salvador.
Yeah. Now, he's an El Salvadoran national, citizen of El Salvador. He's in the country illegally. He was found by two immigration judges, two separate courts, to be linked to MS-13 based on testimony by a criminal informant about him being involved in sex trafficking. And out you go. That's the law.
The only mistake here is that the country with the greatest military in the world, the country with the most wealth in the world, has had for decades a policy that has allowed individuals like this guy, Garcia, to come into our country, like this Martinez who murdered Rachel Martin. Across the country, the only mistake is made is decades long of failed policies, and especially under Biden, and finally somebody is trying to fix it.
I would even say it's not even a policy.
Failures, I should say.
You're absolutely right. In failures, it's the failure to enforce the immigration laws that are on the books, passed by Democrats, signed by a Democrat president.
And whether this guy is his, I mean, we have two immigration judge or cases that said he was a member of MS-13, but he shouldn't have been here in the first place.
All right, Rescue Natural Supplements. Want to remind you that if you're waking up with a little achy joints or stiffness because of workouts, because of age, whatever the reason, and you don't want to take those NSAIDs because they can cause stomach upset and perhaps even kidney damage, long-term use, whatever, there is an all-natural supplements available with no side effects whatsoever. It is called Glyco Plus by Rescue Natural Supplements. It is extracted from the green-lipped muscle, also combines UC2 collagen, and it's easy on the stomach, and it is going to help ease that stiffness in your muscles and joints and whatever aches and pains you might have. I've been using it for years after my left knee tore my ACL playing college football, and it is, previously it was, stiff and sore, and since I've been using the Glyco Plus, I have felt really, really good, and I think you will too. Buy one, get one free right now. Use the coupon code RELIEF. Order your Glyco Plus today. And coupon code is RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, at 1-800-26-ALIVE, or order online, res-q.com.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
823 traffic weather on the threes now. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Late wreck on the Beltway. I think the fire department might be leaving here. It was on the outer loop right after the bridge, right before the bridge at 795. I think they rolled up. I don't think anybody's injured. So everything's on the shoulder now with the state highway truck even pulling away. But the fire department just left there as well. So we're going to get all the lanes back open. But we backed up towards Reisterstown Road. Right now, you're good to go with three lanes once again. Take a little while for that to recover through there. Interloop in Green Spring has been slow. The Parkville side has been slow at Hartford Road. We still see some delays, of course, with the heavy traffic south at both the Harvard tunnels. New minor wreck, Capitol Beltway on the shoulder now. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue and Route 75 in Frederick County is closed both directions. It's shut down just south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Johnson, it's sunny, cooler today, high of 60, 46 right now in windy in Forest Hill, 49 in Edgewater. Get to your calls and comments in just a second. But again, the Senator Van Hollen traveling, according to Politico, taxpayer expense to El Salvador to try to bring back an MS-13 gangbanger and foreign terrorist on U.S. soil. And not only that, he doubled down and accused Vice President Vance of being a liar.
J.D. Vance lied through his teeth when he said that Gilmour had been convicted of a crime in the United States. Absolutely false. And the Vice President of the United States should apologize to the family. And he should do it now.
He broke into our country. He entered our country illegally, which is indeed a misdemeanor. And he was found to be in the country illegally. That is a conviction. Okay. Now, whether or not there's a conviction for a felony, human trafficking, that's a whole different story. But once MS-13 was designated a foreign terrorist entity by President Trump, and he was linked to MS-13, he became immediately deportable. Now, let's take a look at the real liar in this whole equation. It is Senator Van Hollen.
We demand that Gilmour be returned home now. What has happened here should never happen in the United States of America. This is a person who was here legally. He was a steel worker.
That makes you legal, being a steel worker? No, he was here illegally. He was here. He came into the country without papers. He didn't have a green card. He was here illegally. And again, that steel worker, whoever hired him at that steel company.
I was going to say, that's what the point I made earlier in the show, Sean. I mean, taking a job probably any American would love to have, especially during tough times, number one. Number two, yes, he's lying. He certainly was not a citizen. He was a member of MS-13. And that's the thing for all the listeners. I mean, this is our Maryland senator here. Thank God J.D. Vance and the president are looking out for Maryland's best interests, yeah, while our senator apparently is forgetting about our national sovereignty, forgetting about keeping our communities safe, and is willing to use taxpayer dollars and his political clout to go to El Salvador to fight on behalf of somebody that never should have been here in the first place. It's just remarkable.
Yeah. Heard Judge Jeanine refer to him as Van Halen yesterday. And maybe she was confused because of the song Panama. I don't know. But in any event, not only did he lie about him being here legally, he lied about his citizenship as well.
Well, we should care about this case because of due process. Every American citizen is due their due process, and people who are in the United States under legal protective status, like Abrego Garcia was, are entitled to due process.
Yeah. He's not a citizen.
Democrat or Republican, Sean, where is this type of energy towards the aftermath of the Rachel Warren case or the Kayla Hamilton case? Why weren't Senator Van Hollen, Senator Alsobrooks, and others in the Democrat Party at least coming out and saying this should have never happened,
right,
to Rachel Warren and Kayla Hamilton?
Well, look,
no, they're saying this should never happen to the illegal alien that was deported for being a member of MS-13.
This is the reason why they lost on November 5. And it's the reason why they're going to, and I would just keep going down this path, because it's going to be really good news for midterms for the Trump administration and for the Republican Party. All right, we're going to get your calls and comments right after the 8:30 news. I promise we'll get to the calls and comments, because we got a lot of folks who want to weigh in on this story and much, much more. We also have another MS-13 gangbanger who's been arrested in the state of Maryland in Prince George's County. And we'll flash back to what the current senator and former PG County executive, Angela Alsobrooks, said about whose role it is to get rid of these illegal aliens and miscreants that have broken the laws of our country. That's all still to come here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Delegate Nino Mangione sitting in for Bruce Elliott today and tomorrow as well. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle. If you're getting ready to turn that AC on, maybe this Saturday it's going to be up in the maybe close to 80, or maybe you're just going to wait until it gets really, really hot. No matter when you turn that AC on, A, you want it to work, and B, you want it to work efficiently. So you want to get Tim Kyle Electric and Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning out to see you and get your system, your AC unit serviced. Make sure that the filters are in properly. Make sure that you've got coolant. Make sure that it is operating efficiently, because if it's working, that's one thing, but if it's not working efficiently, then it's going to cost you more to run your air conditioning, whatever you decide to turn it on. So call Tim Kyle today. Schedule your maintenance for your AC unit. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. They've worked on my heating and air conditioning in the past. They've worked on Bruce's as well. Just put a new system in for him. They do excellent work. They're very good at electrical as well. Call Tim Kyle today or go online, timkylecompany.com. That's Tim Kyle Company. 8:30, and Bruce Elliott is off today. In for the latest news headlines, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Howard County is conducting a boundary review process to address school overcrowding. According to Howard County Public School System's policy, boundary reviews are initiated when schools are near or already over capacity. A list of elementary and middle schools is being reviewed, along with Centennial and Wild Lake High Schools. The Howard County Board of Education will make the final decision on redistricting changes in November. Baltimore County Police have posted surveillance images of the man suspected of breaking into two Towson area businesses on March 31st. Detectives are asking for the public's help to identify the man or pass along any information related to the burglaries. Tipsters calling Metro Crime Stoppers can remain anonymous. More than 80% of Baltimore City residents say crime and public safety is a major concern. That's according to the results from a poll conducted by the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. In the UMBC poll, 83% of city residents consider crime a major issue. The first part of the poll released also counted 68% of Baltimore County residents considering public safety and crime a top issue. Part two results of the poll are expected today. City police have arrested two suspects following a Tuesday evening shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the 100 block of South Fulton Street shortly after 5:30 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. That victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition. And while officers were at the scene, they saw one suspect jump into a vehicle that fled from the area. The suspects bailed out of the vehicle in the 800 block of Boyd Street. They were taken into custody without incident. Baltimore County seeing a significant decline in overdose deaths. Preliminary info from the Maryland Overdose Data Dashboard indicates that fatal overdoses in 2024 dropped 30% from 2023. Coming right up, it's a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 666 and the pick 4 was 3934. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway is on the shoulder. It's not a big deal right now. Even the backup that was back towards Reisterstown Road is starting to clear, so it's looking better now. The vehicle was off to the right side right before the ramp at 795. We've been looking for a report. There might have been another minor accident on the interloop north of Security Boulevard. I'll keep an eye on that. The interloop loop at Green Spring is cleared out, and the outer loop on the Parkville side still a bit slow right there at Hartford Road. There's going to be some construction underway, maintenance work, maybe utility work eastbound Liberty Road coming in towards the light at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The skies are blue, but the temperature is running cool today. After today, they steadily warm up. 60 will be as warm as we get this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Friday's a mild day, 75 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's Car Care Month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, underhood, and more. Shop SummitRacing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order, $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends May 4th, 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Interesting comments from Orioles manager Brandon Hyde last night following the Birds' 6-3 loss to the Guardians. Baltimore stymied by Cleveland starter Logan Allen, held scoreless on one hit through 5 2/3 innings pitched. Meanwhile, Cleveland just kept chipping away at Charlie Morton and Cionel Perez. Three sack fly, station-to-station baseball, a home run by Sed Mullins. Here's Hyde very frankly after the game.
This is a contact team, and so I think that we could all take a little lesson at times of how they really stay on the baseball and they get enough of the baseball.
Birds not doing that last night. Birds hoping that Dean Kramer can lower that 8.16 ERA tonight when the Birds take on Cleveland at 6:35 p.m. in Game 2 of the series. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta talking turkey yesterday in terms of the NFL draft, asked the annual question about balancing need versus best player available, which of course is the Ravens mantra.
Never want to pigeonhole myself into doing this or that, because when I do that, I usually end up being disappointed. You create a false expectation in your mind, and you start to think about needs and other things. And I like to go into that draft just like a wide open highway with no cars on the road. And I can drive as fast as I want straight down the road, unencumbered, and not worry about just driving. turn the music up, and just draft and pick the best players.
Interesting way to put it. Ravens have the 27th pick in the first round, 11 picks in all. Draft is 1 week from tomorrow night. A couple play-in games last night in the NBA. The Magic oust the Hawks, and the Warriors advance over the Grizzlies. Figures are out on the economic impact the CIAA basketball tournament has on Baltimore, and this is interesting. Since 2022, the tournament has generated an average of $22 million per year in total economic impact, and it's funded an average of 1,326 jobs. To compare, Baltimore's Artscape Festival generated just $9 million over the last 2 years, funding just 78 jobs in 2023, 44 jobs last year. Now, whether Baltimore hosts the program after next year remains to be seen, as Charlotte, North Carolina has submitted a bid. Big Ten Lacrosse Players of the Week with Maryland connections. The Defensive Player of the Week in men's lacrosse goes to Will Schaller, a Maryland junior out of Bel Air. He anchored the Terps defense in the win over number 2 Ohio State. 13-8 was the final. The Specialist of the Week goes to Logan McNaney, who set a Maryland record in saves for the career. Midfielder of the Week on the women's side goes to Lauren Saltz, a Penn State player. She's a senior out of Westminster, Maryland. Prior to the Owls, she had a goal and an assist in Penn State's upset over number 22 USC. 16-8 was the final. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Joe Flacco could have been a Raven.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is fascinating to think about. Mike Preston in The Sun this morning in his column writing that Joe Flacco was contacted by the Ravens in the offseason. You know, they let go their backup quarterback from last year. They ended up signing Cooper Rush. Well, they called his agent, and the agent called Flacco and said, what do you think about coming back to Baltimore? He goes, well, I'm interested. But ultimately what happened was Joe Flacco wanted an opportunity where he could potentially play more. That wouldn't have happened in Baltimore unless, you know, something bad happened to our number one quarterback. But in Cleveland, he does have the opportunity because they all stink. So Flacco has more of an opportunity to play there. Would have been interesting to see if he would have come back here.
Did you really want to see Joe Flacco back here?
Over Cooper Rush?
Yeah.
Potentially, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Cooper Rush has done more recently, especially
right.
last year. But, yeah, I think it would have been interesting.
Yeah,
but
Flacco can still sling it. He doesn't
Absolutely.
Quite have the strength that he once had. But you just wonder with older quarterbacks if they have the staying power as well.
You also have to wonder with Flacco, because he can sling it and he knows he can sling it, does he take too many chances?
Right, right.
And that is an issue. And the Ravens try to avoid, as all teams do, turnovers at all possible
times. That's a good
times.
Point. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:38. Hey, by the way, next Wednesday night, we're inviting you out to our first ever Pint and Politics event. It's going to be at Michael's Cafe, York Road in Timonium from 5 to 7 p.m. Nino and I are going to be out there. We're going to be discussing, because that's the 100th day of the Trump administration. So we're going to be reviewing the accomplishments of the Trump administration, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever the case may be. Also, we can weigh in on the session if you want that Nino recently escaped from successfully, I might add. So we're looking forward.
It should be a lot of fun, Sean. I look forward to that as well. Michael's a great spot.
A great spot. And, by the way, it's $20 a ticket. And all we ask is you sign up now so we get an idea how many people are going to come. I think right now we're almost three-quarters sold out. So if you want to go, we'd love to see you. It's going to be a great night. It's a happy hour. So it's early in the evening, 5 to 7, some complimentary light hors d'oeuvres. And you'll also receive a free WCBM pint glass, the glass itself with a WCBM logo on it, just for coming out. And, of course, there is a cash bar, et cetera. So if you want to sign up, you can do that at WCBM.com. Do that as soon as possible so we get an idea of how many folks are coming. And we'd love to see you out there. We'll chat and answer your questions and have a good time at the Pint and Politics first ever event at Michael's Cafe, York Road in Timonium. We'll take some phone calls. Lou in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Good
morning.
I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just mind-boggling that the Democrats, Maryland and everybody, is so much involved with this guy when all them January 6th, well, you can't even call them, I don't know what you call them. They weren't convicted, really, of nothing. They sat in jail all that time, and nothing not one peep out of the Democrats from, you know, for that. I just, to me, it's just hard to believe, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's a great point. Here, they're worried about this Maryland man, this Maryland father. There were other Maryland men and Maryland fathers that sat rotting in a J6 cell. Maybe they did trespass. Okay, really? You're going to put somebody in jail for hundreds of days because they trespassed? Or maybe they, again, look, anybody that assaulted a police officer, well, that is not something that we espouse or we condone. That, you're going to have to, you know, answer a jury of your peers. But much of this, remember, they did the enhanced terrorism charges on J6 political prisoners, and some of them, like Jake Lang, never even got a trial and sat in there for almost 500 days. So where was Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks and the rest of these whiny, snivelly Democrats in the state of Maryland? Where were they then when people's constitutional rights were being abrogated and surrendered? Where was radical Jamie Raskin at that point?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. They just, you didn't hear nothing. And I agree 100%. If anybody did something, if they hit a cop or anything like that, yeah, they deserve whatever. But like you just said, just trespassing or whatever, that's absolutely criminal what they did to them. And not one peep out of, not one Democrat that I know of anyway. So, I mean, you're wrong, but I don't know of any.
I don't know of any either, and I've been covering this a long time. Lou, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good point on your part.
And Sean, Lou is exactly right. I'll just say on top of what he just said, and what you just said is that there are, as I mentioned earlier, so many other hills to die on in the state of Maryland with issues. And that's not to say that I'm sure Senator Van Hollen, and to his credit, when we've reached out to his office with something constituent that's not partisan, they've been helpful. But there are so many other issues, so many Marylanders, actual citizens of the state of Maryland, and legal immigrants who do not, or were never members of MS-13, that he could be focusing on. And if he wants to argue against Trump about everything and everything, well, which what the Democrats
are
doing
out
on something to, that is not on behalf of a non-citizen illegal alien MS-13 member.
Did he reach out to the Moran family? Did he reach out to Tammy Nobles, who was the mother of Kayla Hamilton? Another MS-13 murder victim.
Yep.
And we have another one in the news here this morning. So, again, let's be consistent. But we all know, unfortunately, they play politics with people's lives, and it shows. Day 43, traffic weather on the freeze. With the update now, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing at both the Harbor Tunnels, but it's not bad at all, considering what we've had in the last couple of weeks or so. 95, top of the hill around the Keith Avenue ramp coming south from O'Donnell Street. 895 is right around O'Donnell Street, but all the lanes are moving. Pretty good pace right now. And for the traffic eventually into downtown at Camden Yards, 95 Russell Street, 395. That situation is clear. Beltway pretty much has recovered now from the accident, which was on the shoulder on the outer loop before 795. And then some slowing between I-70 and Route 40. Traveling in Mount Airy and in Frederick County, just west of that New Market area. Watch for the accident. Route 75 was closed just south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, cooler today with a high of 60, and it's going to be warmer tomorrow, sunny and 66. By Friday, we'll be up to 75, maybe 80 by Saturday. Who knows? 49 and sunny in Glen Burnie, 48 in Annapolis under sunny skies. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a group of pickleball players in Texas broke a world record by playing pickleball for 36 hours straight. The event in Texas raised over $18,000 for a charity called Taylor's Gift that supports families of organ donors. Here's the event producer Colby Logan and the husband of one of the pickleball players, Mark Olson, talking about this record-breaking event.
This foursome here is trying to bring the world record back to the U.S. at 36 hours. It always sounds crazy. I mean, it's unrealistic to do what they're talking about, but that's why it's a world record. So when you do something like that, it brings people together.
It's a great cause. We have Taylor's Gift. Organ donation and families that donate organs of loved ones that have passed, and they provide support to those families, as well as mental health and suicide, which is close to my wife's heart.
Yeah, just a great event. You ever play pickleball? Nino?
I've never played, and I get the feeling Chuck wasn't in Texas last week either. But no, I've never played, but it's certainly taken off, that's for sure.
Yes, it has. It's a big thing.
I was going to say, the place over here just changed to a pickleball arena, so to speak. There used
Next
to be
door?
Tennis courts, and now it's all pickleball.
Apparently. Oh, really?
So
they got rid of the tennis courts and now pickleball?
And I guess financially it makes sense. You can have a lot more players paying.
A friend who's a physical therapist. He says pickleball has been a boon to their office.
I'm sure. I bet.
You get a lot of older people playing it now and then. Injuries. All right. So, again, just because we have Rachel Morin, we have Lincoln Riley, we have Jocelyn Non-Gray, Kayla Hamilton, and those are just a few of the names people have been victimized. A Guatemala man arrested by ICE after he was charged in connection with the death of his brother in Prince George's County. According to a preliminary investigation, 32-year-old Rene Popchub pushed his brother, 45-year-old Cristantos Popchub, to the ground during an argument. Cristantos hit his head during the fall and died. Popchub was charged with murder, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment. But wait, there's more. After two U.S. Border Patrol arrests in Texas in 2013 and Arizona 2017, Popchub entered the United States for a third time on an unknown date. He was finally arrested following the fight on August 19, 2024. ICE Baltimore lodged an immigration detainer with PG County Department of Corrections last October. And the ICE said that PGCDC, that's the Prince George's County Department of Corrections, declined to honor his immigration detainer and released Popchub from custody on April the 8th. So who was Prince George's County executive at that time? It was Senator Angela Alsobrooks.
The job and responsibility of enforcing immigration is a federal responsibility of the federal government. It should not be the responsibility of local governments. It's a federal responsibility.
Sure. It's a federal responsibility. We want to wash our hands of keeping our public safe.
The more I've heard that, especially in the legislative session, it's totally ridiculous and outrageous because it is your job as a statewide, and or in her case, countywide, in my case, districtwide, regardless, whoever we represent in the state of Maryland, it is our job to focus and emphasize community safety. And nobody's asking the local law enforcement to be ICE agents. They're asking them to coordinate with ICE to make our community safer and to help ICE get these in a lot of cases, violent criminals, illegal alien criminals, I should say, out of our country. Work together, coordinate. It's not just a federal job. No. It's your job as an elected official.
Wasn't it just last week that we saw Mayor Scott, Anthony Brown, the Attorney General, and others that got together a big drug bust? Remember, was it last week? And there was fentanyl, and there were guns, and cocaine, and but there was the city and the state standing with federal partners.
Why do they love illegal aliens so much?
Yeah. And why is it that they'll go after the drug dealers and the drug bust and the other criminals and guns, if you're trafficking in guns?
And love the success there.
They love our federal partners.
Yeah.
But on illegal aliens, because it's all about the votes.
It's about the votes.
For the most part, criminals don't vote. But illegal aliens do. And we know that. And that's the reason why there is such a double standard. And Angela Alsobrooks, you're a fake, phony, and a fraud.
And that's the thing. That, like, the ICE directors and most of the individuals, if not all, but certainly most of the individuals that ICE is going after in the state of Maryland are people that have some type of, whether it's a sexual offense or a violent case, it's not, as they want you to believe, just they're running into churches and running into schools apprehending people. That's just not the case.
Yeah, it's just amazing. There's also this new UMBC poll out showing Baltimore City and county residents' feelings about the quality of life in Maryland. And the vast majority of residents think that, as far as public safety goes, they're dropping the ball in the city and in Baltimore County, just to name a few. So maybe the mayor and the governor will sit up and take notice when they aren't blowing sunshine up our skirt. 8:50, 10 before the hour. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman are there for you should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. You know, Michael and his firm have been voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms for the last 10 years or more. And one of the reasons why is because they put your recovery priority number one. And Michael's been doing this for over 40 years. And so that's been the standard since day one. Since the day he used to host the lawyer show and dispense pro bono legal advice here on a weekly basis. We keep trying to talk him into coming back and doing it, but he's very busy, as you might imagine. And he's busy helping you recover not only from your injuries, but recover from damages. And, you know, whether it's been the totaling of your car, whether it's loss of wages at work, whatever the case may be, you want an advocate on your side. That's exactly what Michael, Stephen, and Rachel Alpert Friedman do. They're the best in the business. They've helped me, my family, WCBM listeners, WCBM employees. Call Michael if you ever need them. Hopefully you won't. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online maflaw.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Trump is destroying the economy and abducting illegals to deport them without due process. And yet his approval numbers just hit an all-time high.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I know you wanted to make a point regarding this UNBC poll.
Yeah, I think we could probably spend an hour on this, Sean, but I'll say, you know, in 2025, this city, one of the big issues that the poll mentions is crime, obviously, and public safety. And the city's spending almost $600 million on the operating budget of the city police. And there's a billion plus for these public safety initiatives. Number one, clearly some of those initiatives are not working. However, that is a lot of investment. So here's the problem, number one. When you arrest violent juveniles, for example, and then let them back on the streets, it's basically taking good money, ripping it up, and burning it. I mean, we might have to get to that tomorrow, of that young 17-year-old who commits the murder, and then he just gets put on an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, we'll do that story tomorrow, because we have time today. We're out of time. But this is a Baltimore mother speaking out after her son was brutally assaulted,
yep,
and then put on a ventilator, dies, and then the person that assaulted him is released on an ankle monitor.
Yes.
And they were supposed to change that policy.
And then that's the thing. The investment is there. It's, are you going to actually fight the crime? And also, I mean, we're still reeling, especially in Baltimore City, from the Freddie Gray narrative that the police were the problem. But remember, it's 80 years in Baltimore City of single-party Democrat rule. The county, a little different. We're having some struggles in the county.
Right.
But it is more balanced. But we do have some issues there.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
We're still closed in the area around Newmarket this morning. Route 75 is closed with a wreck south of I-70, so that local detour is underway. The interstate is open. The ramp traffic there, of course, would have some problems. A little slow yet. Outer loop at Hartford Road, outer loop at I-70, but everybody else is moving. JFX, you're okay. We're doing fine. We're busy, but all the lanes are open. No late problems going south into the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says sunny and cool today with a high of 60. Right now it's windy, 49 in Annapolis, 48 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning,
we're
Kim.
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. You guys were just talking about the UMBC poll. That's going to go to the question of the day. I was surprised that more people are concerned with taxes versus crime. I thought it was going to be the other way around. But you know what? It says that they're paying attention to what's going on in Annapolis. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the female flight crew that went into outer space has united the country. Everybody believed it was stupid.
Oh, Gail King is pushing back now.
I saw that. Did you know that the ideas that Jeff Bezos had as far as sending trash to other planets, did you guys hear
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah.
I had no idea that's what he wanted to do. Yeah. Why are we transferring our pollution?
He can start with a view.
Yeah. Just send the whole desk, the whole panel up there. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, photo ops for all in regards to Mr. Garcia that's still in El Salvador. I know that Senator Chris Van Hollen's going down today. And then, of course, Senator Cory Booker said that he's also going down. I guess my question is, why take separate flights?
Yeah, especially when the taxpayers are paying for it.
Right. Why didn't they just go together? I don't understand that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, exactly after that 25-hour, speakathon.
No, oh, that's true.
Spartacus is...
he's still resting.
He has a tough time getting his ego inside one plane alone, too.
Yeah, no, but I thought that was very interesting because they don't even look like they're coordinating at all as far as the messaging.
Right.
But they're both senators.
This is all politics.
Yeah.
There's no legal path for this individual to come back to the United States. It's all political theater.
Yeah, and coordinating a losing political message. I mean, people across the country, like you said earlier, Sean, in terms of why we won last election, this is the exact reason. At least nationwide, Maryland's a whole different animal. But
it's another 80-20 issue.
Yeah, well, Congressman Glenn Ivey was asked in an interview this morning whether he believed that Mr. Garcia had ties to MS-13, and he says he still doesn't know. So, I mean, so it's like they're even hanging their hat on that piece, but they still have no idea.
All the media has to do is a little bit of work.
And the Trump administration has done an excellent job over the last several days pointing out those facts.
Right, exactly.
Stephen Miller, as we talked about a number of times on and off the air, has just nailed them with that. Karen Leavitt, the press secretary. So, now that they're starting to actually get some truth on the other side of the discussion.
That they're defying a court order. No, they're not.
No.
Until the Supreme Court comes back and says facilitate, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to put a writing in request? A request rather in writing? Or do you have to have a plane sitting there idling, waiting for him to be released? They didn't tell us what facilitate means, so legally there's got to be some clarification there.
And there's no timeline.
Right.
I mean, we could pick up Mr. Garcia in 2028 for all I care, at this point.
And then as soon as he comes back, he's going to be deported again.
Right, which Tom Homan has said plenty of times, so it's just, it makes no sense, but of course we'll talk about that today.
All right, very good. Kim is coming up
back.
Kim. After the 9 o'clock news, last question of the day, Mike in PG County. Good morning. Mike could not hang with us. Thanks, Mike. Call us back tomorrow if you want. We have Tom Homan talking about sanctuary cities. And guess what? They're going to be coming after some mayors and some governors in the very near future.
And hold tight on that one. Because it's coming. It's coming. I've been clear on that from day one. The sanctuary city can sit by and watch their communities get ravaged by other Brahmins. They watch young women get raped and murdered. Trump administration not going to stand for that. So look, they can stand by and watch. The Trump administration will secure their communities. The Trump administration will drive down to the low end crime in this country. If they don't do it, we'll do it for them. But they can't. They can sit aside and watch, but they can't cross that line. They cross the line of harboring, concealing. That's a penalty.
Yeah, that's it. They're coming.
He's exactly right. And we shouldn't, as a federal government, the President of the United States should not allow a single penny into any sanctuary city. They have failed your basic number one duty, as I just said, community safety. And if you're willing to be a sanctuary city, you're just totally pushing that to the side. That is not a priority to you.
Yeah. Well, Natalie Witters of the War Room, and she's a War Room White House correspondent now. Natalie has done some excellent work uncovering that Mayor Michelle Wu of Boston, who's a sanctuary city. She's actually, a lot of her campaign is being funded by the Chinese Communist Party.
I saw that.
A lot of it. So now it kind of makes sense. How do the Chinese take down the great United States of America?
Destroy our cities.
They destroy our cities. They pour fentanyl into our country. They buy up our farmland near military bases. Do you see what's happening here, Marylanders and Americans? Do you see, again, why Trump is going to continue to wage this terrible war?
Cities already have a problem, and they make it worse with sanctuary cities.
Exactly. All right, Nino, thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You,
we look
Sean.
Forward to seeing you tomorrow morning as well. And until then, we're back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk